Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
The Cascade Theater presents an intimate performance with Five for Fighting at the historic Cascade Theater in Reading, October 23rd. John Ondrasik's one-man band burst onto the scene with his Grammy-nominated hit Superman and melted hearts with ballads like 100 Years. Five for Fighting makes a special appearance at the Cascade Theater October 23rd with a string quartet. Five for Fighting. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we bring to the end another week of talk radio and all the issues that are going on, and let's go through the charts for the week of October 15th to 19th, 2018. I am Rich McFadden. Doug Steffen will be along with us here shortly after we finish this list. So let's go through it. We got the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week. Here are your top 10 stories. At number 10, NFL action and MLB playoffs. We always see some sports action making the list. Number 9, Paul Allen dying. At number 8, Hurricane Michael and the aftermath. And Canada is legalizing pot.
Want to try that again? Canada?
Canada. It's a new country.
Oh,
I just made up.
Canada.
You sit down and be quiet there. Number 7, Trump Daniel spat with the whole horse face thing in the Melania video. Number 6, the migrant caravan. Number 5, the treasury leaker. And Trump's 60 Minutes interview. Number 4, the Trump-Russia report. Number 3, the Warren ancestry video, where she's one
Pocahontas
or something, Pocahontas. Number 2, the midterm elections and the 2020 presidential race. And at number 1, the missing Saudi journalist and the Saudi Arabia investor conference. Doug, we'll take
you
through
the top 10
people.
The talk radio review.
I did.
Rich
for the
McFadden,
week of October 15th
to
19th, yes.
Doug Steffen, yes, right. Okay, so the stories Richie's gone through for you. People list at number 10, Paul Allen and his passing. That's a really interesting story because he had such an interesting life, and now people are asking what's going to happen to his $26 billion. He never looked like a healthy guy. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Let me go through the list first, though. Stormy Daniels at number 9. What's her real name? Stephanie Clifford? I think is her real name.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Melania Trump at number 8. Robert Mueller at number 7. Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards at number 6. Joe Biden at 5. Elizabeth Warren at 4. Mike Pompeo at 3. Jamal Khashoggi at 2 and Donald Trump at number 1. Yeah, Paul Allen was a very smart guy, but he never looked, if you ever look at his, he always looked like he needed power swabs. His teeth were always yellow, and he just didn't look, his face never looked healthy, his hair never looked healthy. But boy, what a smart guy, and one of the most influential people in the world for sure. Became a billionaire worth lots of money when he died. So now people are making book on what happens to his $26 billion estate, which apparently is very complex and will take a long time, according to his family. His family is not going to have to worry about anything and neither is anybody related to him forever, as long as they don't. $26 billion. Who even understands what that means? $26 billion.
I would have it all sent to me in $1 bills, and I would throw it in the pool because the bathtub would be too small.
Yeah, really.
And I would try to really understand what $26 billion is, because you're right. You have no concept of what that kind of money is.
No. It's really interesting to contemplate. Bill Gates was on Ellen's show, and they were talking about little things like, do you go to the grocery store? What do you buy at the grocery What are people who have this kind of money, what do you buy at the grocery store? And do you actually ever go? Remember that whole thing George Bush went to, he wasn't a billionaire, but he was wealthy. He went to the grocery store
and
didn't realize how much stuff cost, didn't have any cash, no credit cards, nothing. Because what you don't know about being president is you're not allowed to carry any money, no credit cards, you never buy anything for yourself. You don't.
Right.
Somebody else is going to buy those things. So anyway, but I just find it interesting to try to figure out what their lives are like. It's kind of fun to do that. But in light of the fact that people like this are paying most of the heavy lift, doing most of the heavy lifting when it comes to paying taxes, maybe we ought to pay them a little more homage, a little more tribute, pay a little more attention, or maybe have some respect for them. The biggest surprise of the list of groceries on Bill Gates's list was Rice-A-Roni. He loves Rice-A-Roni.
I mean, Paul Allen was only 65, and you look at Steve Jobs.
Yeah. 56 when he died.
Right. I mean, what's going on with these guys?
Well, I think there's when you're around all that technology, all that equipment, all of the stuff, we spend hours every day. You've got a computer in your office. Kara's in front of four screens in the main control studio there. I've got three screens in front of me. If you don't find a way to shield yourself from it, I spend maybe 5-6 hours a day in front of mine. You, I would guess, spend a little bit more than that in front of yours.
And the rest of your day, you're sucking fumes from your tractor out in the fields.
Right, yeah.
You're one with nature.
The healthy side of my life is being on the tractor with the diesel fumes. But the essence of these people is they're around this technology all the time, and one wonders if it doesn't take its toll. I don't know that much about the health of Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle. Bill Gates appears to be in pretty good shape. But, you know, it depends a lot on whatever it is that your makeup, what your ancestral makeup, you know, how healthy are you to begin with? How strong is your immune system? Obviously, Paul Allen's wasn't very good. But it's still, I don't know, it's too bad to see. So he's done a lot of good with his life and a lot of good with his money. A lot of good.
He was the founder of the Allen Institute for Brain Science.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you going to go see him?
That's interesting. I could probably use a little help from him, yeah.
Under the circumstances. All right, so that's the list of people. I don't know what more. I'm looking at this list sort of in review. Stormy Daniels, what else are you going to say about her? The Melania Trump interview that was on TV last weekend was pretty good. Did you see any of it?
I did not see any of it. What did she talk about?
Well, she talked about she agreed to take any questions that they would ask her. And so obviously they asked if she was concerned about her husband being a cheat.
Right.
And they asked her about the meaning of the stuff on that jacket, which was pretty trite. Her traveling and what she wanted. She was pretty frank, Richie. I don't remember. I think they tried to nail her a couple of times. And at that point, I tuned out. Because I'm tired of people just taking shots at Trump.
That's all it is anymore.
It is. That's right. It's a gotcha sort of thing. But she handled it. I will tell you, in the main, I thought she was very sophisticated. I thought she was very pleasant. I thought she was very intelligent. I thought she was fine. She's just different.
She speaks 5 or 6 languages.
Yeah.
Fluently.
Right. Yeah.
That's not a fool. No, I mean, say what you want about the womanization of her husband, or she is no dummy.
Womanizing
of her husband.
Him, that too, yeah. Right. Let's lose some weight. Calitrin is the number one choice. Calitrin will help you take off the pounds. If you are serious and sensible, which is a good combination, you're a serious, sensible person who has decided to get real. I was talking to a friend of mine this week who I deal with in the business world, and he weighed 285 pounds, and he couldn't breathe. And so he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you're going to the hospital. And the hospital said, you're staying overnight. And the second day they said, you're staying for a week. And the next day they said, you better lose 80 pounds fast, pal, or we'll be saying bye-bye to you. So he did. And so that's one, he did it because he had to. How about you do it because you want to? Or maybe because you ought to. You want to, you ought to, you need to. Whatever the motivation for you losing weight, the way to lose it, the safe way, the intelligent way, the sophisticated way is to use Calitrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin, been around for 30 years. It's a family business. Family came up with and has figured out how to use collagen, the protein that is the body builder in your body that you stop making on your own when you're in your, like, 30, 31, 32. So you supplement with Calitrin, returns the protein collagen to your body. Is this all too technical? Maybe it is. Bottom line is that with Calitrin, which is a natural product, all natural collagen, you're going to lose the weight and you're going to keep it off. No adverse effects whatsoever. Taking collagen amazingly helps to stimulate your body to produce more of it. And therefore, you will, through nutrition, through portion control, through exercise, and maybe some motivation. This is the way, though, to get yourself onto the physical side of losing weight. You'll find Calitrin at toploss.com, 10% off the bottles when you buy them. If you buy four bottles, you get one free. You got to check the box for DJV when you're ordering. You can't get Calitrin anyplace else. You can lose the weight other places, but not successfully and not like this. Get the benefits of using Calitrin, full of collagen, your body's number one protein source, at toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off whatever you buy using the DJV code. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
The top.
All right, number four on the list from Talkers Magazine of the items of interest is the relationship we have with the Russians. You'll be happy to know that Russian President Bad Vlad Pukin Putin has predicted the end of the United States.
Really?
We're done, according to him. We will no longer dominate the world because we're making too many mistakes. He said, quote, a country can get the sense from impunity that you can do anything. This is the result of the monopoly from a unipolar world. Luckily, this monopoly is disappearing. It's almost done. The United States is almost cooked, fried, finished, according to Mr. Putin. Wishful thinking on his part, I think. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas and Propane, but we're going to talk about his trip back to Vietnam for his fourth mission to find the remains of missing Americans. We're going to talk about how it works, how he got there, how it got started, and what happened on this last trip. This and a catch-up on what happened over the weekend and what's happening this week, all on Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings. Where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's time race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen is on board as we look at the charts for the week of October 15th to the 19th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. The number three item this week on the story list is Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry report. I find her to be about as annoying as anybody in the public sector could be.
As far as PR moves go, how do you think that worked out for her?
Flat. It didn't do it. It just brought back around people who may have forgotten about what she claimed before when she ran
right.
for the Senate.
That's what I was wondering. Why even, once you get the results back and you see that it's a minuscule amount, that
right.
probably
100,000.
If you did the DNA right. test on your dog, might have just as much Native American blood in her as she does. Why yeah. would you release those results? Why wouldn't you just go, yeah, okay.
You have no common sense.
In the desk drawer. Right.
Yeah. No common sense whatsoever. And she fancies herself as a presidential candidate in 2020. That's number two this week on the countdown. The election already, we're talking about who runs. You know what? I could be not much less interested than I am. I'm curious as to how the numbers turn out for the midterm, which is, about 3 weeks away.
They are saying there could be 50 million voters in this midterm, which is the highest turnout
right.
since the 60s.
More. The more the merrier. Should be. What was going on in the 60s? That when LBJ was president or when Kennedy was president?
Oh, yeah. Look, if you compare it, there's a lot of protests, a lot of riots, a lot of social unrest, Vietnam, you know, in the late 60s.
That was, yeah, certainly a part of my heritage growing up for sure. Number one on the countdown, the Saudi, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, whether you're focused on the death or disappearance of Khashoggi, who was beheaded, hacked up. Within minutes of going into the embassy, and now this week is supposed to be a big investment initiative in Saudi Arabia that pretty much everybody is bailing from, including our Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, whatever the hell his name is. How do these people figure they're going to get away with this? That's what I'm wondering. Even with all of the hooch that they have because of the amount of oil they have,
right?
How are they going to
exactly?
But what's been done to Khashoggi? Now they got this big thing at the Ritz, supposedly in Riyadh. That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to go there unless they're trying to kiss the butt of the Saudis. They've overplayed their part. There are plenty of other places to get oil. They can say, "Well, you mess with us, and the price of oil is going to go up." What it does is every time they pull that stunt. The oil price goes up for a while, but then there is more of a leap into alternative energies because the price of oil has gotten to the point where this is what people, where it is now, is what people think it's worth to a point. I don't even think it's worth what we're having to pay for it. But I'm running to, man, right. I'm going to put a solar farm on my farm in the next year. I'm absolutely going to do that because I'm sick of paying.
Well, the technology is getting to the point where they have to be thinking, how do we dominate the world market anymore with the amount of oil that we produce here and that is produced elsewhere around the world? And then the renewable energy, they have to be going, okay, what's going to happen to us in 50 years?
Yeah, and what does happen to them? They become irrelevant, like most of the other deserts. Sandboxes.
I mean, I've always said with the Middle East, it's stop buying their oil, and they will not have the funds to attack you with it.
Yeah. Well, the funds are controlled, Richie, by that royal family, so much that they've fixed it. So at least for now, they're worried about all the change in the Middle East. But I wonder, I guess outside the box thinking is, why is it that it's taken so long for a lot of these things to take root in Saudi Arabia, which is probably one of the worst countries in the Middle East, as far as human rights are concerned. This is the Talk Radio Review. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. Richie and I mostly go through. I don't want this to sound like a boys' club, but sometimes I get notes from people on Twitter at Doug Steffen. This sounds like the girls' club. Well, it's a review, not just this program, but any of the programs. I have a program called the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara is at the controls on that show as well. And it is a discussion of the issues of the day from the perspective of what we all have our perspective on things. And that's what it's this whole thing called talk radio is sort of boiled into, perspectives on events and or the news or both. Rich McFadden is here. He happens to be in charge of several people who are well known. Chad Benson is an up and coming. That's the way I quite like him.
Yeah.
He's kind of a smart ass, but
yeah,
he's,
definitely.
He's,
yeah. Yeah. But he's funny.
I was talking to a program director. I want to make this too inside. Program director of a station in Las Vegas, who was at that dinner. You remember you and I?
Yeah.
At one of the talk radio things. Last year had dinner with some program people, and the fellow reminded me of the conversation back and forth between Chad and me.
Oh.
It was funny.
Oh,
it was interesting.
Yeah.
The older perspective, the seasoned perspective, and the younger
perspective.
He was
picking on your gray hair.
Yes, right. And then Dana Lash is somebody else. So how is it spend a little bit of time talking about managing these people. These are now becoming, these people are becoming household names that you're working with. Mm-hmm. How do you find them? Just give people a little insight inside.
That's the interesting thing. How did we find them?
Yeah, how do you find these
Chad
people?
Was on a station in Palm Spring, California. He was working
not exactly
with...
Not market number one.
No, not at all. Yeah. And we had a consultant that was kind of looking around for something that's different. We were, we know what talk radio has been over the last, 25, 30 years, and where really it's trending, more entertaining, back to more entertaining. You remember the days when Rush did all those fun parodies and where it was really
Gorbasms.
Funny and that's what people want. They did the
too serious now.
It's too serious. It's too angry. It's too whatever. So we were looking at people that fit that mold, and Dana and Chad fit that mold. They're funny. Their information, they're politics, but they're not all politics. They're really kind of what's going on in the world. And if it happens to be a political story, great. And so really the hard part, like with Chad, we've been working with him for 3 or 4 years where it was a growth process where for, 2-3 years, you're not making a lot of money and there's not a whole lot of advertising there. And then all of a sudden you start, the stations start coming on and they start saying, man, this guy's good. And with Dana, she had a bigger name. So she kind of launched a little bigger and is now huge. But Chad, he's kind of had to work his way through it and he's getting the recognition and stations are loving and his fans are loving. He's really big on social media. And he's just funny. He's funny. He's entertaining. He makes you think about the issues. Mm-hmm. And he's a little bit more, he's center right, whereas Dana's a little bit more right. Talk radio. Yeah. But she's funny. She's she's hysterical. Yeah. You go out to dinner with her, and she is hysterical. And same with Chad, and that's kind of
with
what we're looking for.
Yeah, but see, with somebody like Chad, and maybe with me, there are people, it's easy to like us and easy to where you come from, you can find something to like. And I don't mean this disparagingly, but Dana is so firmly entrenched, kind of like Hannity, that bunch, Glenn Beck.
But the difference is easier
to identify them, but harder to like them if they're not from that world.
It's funny because Dana works on traditional talk radios and the new style of talk radios, which is kind of your FM talk stations, which are a little bit more rock and roll, punk rock sounding, you know.
Right.
Chad works really much better on the new style of talk radio, the FM talk. And, he still works on the AM old style talk, but it's,
here I am.
Yeah, it's a different deal. Yeah.
By the way, I saw Glenn Beck the other day. I first looked at him, I didn't recognize him. He's got a goatee. His hair is completely white, and his goatee is white.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him 2 years, I guess. I haven't seen him personally. But
really took me back for a little bit because he's not that old. I think he's 56.
Somewhere around there.
If I'm not mistaken, 57, somewhere in there. Yeah. And also, as long as we're gossiping, Hannity had Limbaugh on his program this week, and the idea of having the two big stars. Now, Hannity, according to talkers, is the number one, the most influential talk radio host in the country. Limbaugh has been number one for ages and ages and ages. I think over the last 20-some-odd years, I think the only time he was bumped once by Howard Stern, if I'm not mistaken. Other than that, he's been at the top of the heap till this year. But it's interesting because these guys now are really feeling their oats, kind of like Joe Weider. There's a movie around called Bigger. If you're interested in bodybuilding or the story of Joe Weider, I've always been fascinated with where he came from and how his empire grew. The movie Bigger is about it. And you could build something around Limbaugh, a movie. Actually, there ought to be a movie. There hasn't been, now I think about it, about talk radio in general. Ever remember there being... There's no modern
just
talk radio
about,
host.
Just the guy who was shot and killed.
Yeah, Alan Berg.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, there's got to be, if there's movies about all these other people, Limbaugh's life has been very interesting, and so is Sean's, actually.
Sean's a good, just kind of grassroots, just kind of blue-collar guy who made it.
And it, one of the nicest people you will ever meet.
It's, yeah, absolutely.
There's nobody nicer in the business.
Yep, we all like him a lot. He's found his niche.
And well, he played his cards right.
Relationship with Trump.
Right, he played his cards right, and it really bumped his career.
By the way, let me do again. The Trump 60 Minutes interview, one of the stories this week on the Countdown, it was interesting because it came about on the same night that Melania, his wife, was on ABC. He was on CBS. And a lot of people thought, wow, he'll never do an interview.
That's hysterical. Hey, yeah. Melania, I beat you in the ratings. Told you.
Well, that's probably true. But the business of they're still trying to get him, even though I think Trump is very sophomoric in his language, his choice of words, the way he says everything. It's the best word is sophomoric. The fact that he doesn't take their browbeating, and he just feeds it right back to them.
It feeds him.
They'll try to corner him. It does. It almost seems like you're right. That's a good way of putting it, Reggie. He's being fed.
You know what's really brilliant about Trump, and it's while I cannot stand it when the horse face comment this week, there's no need for it. There's no need for it.
Stupid.
So I don't know why he doesn't. But in a way, there's a brilliance about the way you think that all of it just kind of just flies out of his mouth and he doesn't think about it. But when I learned that basically all of his crazy tweets are sent at like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
On purpose so that they feed the news cycle for the day.
First.
And you would think that all of these morons at the news desks would pick up on this and not play his game. But they can't not do it. They absolutely have to just play his game. And he owns them every single day. He is the puppet master. 3 o'clock in the morning, here goes my crazy tweet. And he controls the news cycle every single day. The guy is a genius, but still at the same time, he comes out and calls a woman horse face. I don't get him.
Not smart. Talk Radio Roundup and Review. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here with a thought now about how to do your body right, how to take care of your body. Richie's become much more conscious of what he eats now since he had his little run-in a couple of years ago. And I would say to you and to him and to everybody that are sort of in the back of their mind thinking, you know what, I really have to do something about what I'm eating. I have to do something about what I put in my body. And so many of the things that I talk about on the air are straightly, in a straight line, connected to the best food, the best things for your body. And certainly Texas Superfood, their complete organic line of fruits and vegetables, needs to be in your diet every day. Because you're not eating, no matter what, you're thinking, oh, I'll have some broccoli and I'll have some carrots and that'll be good for me. And then I'll have some strawberries and maybe I'll have a kiwi and that'll be good for me. Well, it isn't bad for you, but it's not enough. Texas Superfood, these complete organic capsules, have 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. And with the reviews that have come out in the past week or two about some of the other things that are around that claim to have all this benefit, but they are not naturally grown. The fruits in the capsules, the vegetables in the capsules, are prepared in a rather strange way, and they're not organic. So they don't have the benefit of organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, which is the mainstay of Texas Superfood. So if you'd like to get on board, get a hold of something that will keep you, especially going to the fall and winter season, people get colds and flu, you need a strong, very, very, very strong system. You need to have your immune system in tip-top shape. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Look around at all the other things they have there, but get to this as quickly as you can and as well as this is something you don't want to be left out in the cold here on this, literally and figuratively. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the charts for the week of October 19th. The stories starting at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, The action is we're halfway through the football season, Major League Baseball season over. Now the playoffs, the Red Sox are going to win. Number 9, Paul Allen has died. That's sad. Number 8, Hurricane Michael's aftermath. Number 7, the continuing foolishness between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. The migrant caravan, 4,000 plus people walking their way to America, supposedly. Number 6, the Treasury leaker, Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards. Number 4, the continuing foolishness between the Russians and Trump. Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry. Number 3, midterm elections. Number 2, and the story of the missing journalist in Saudi Arabia is number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now in its 10th year, America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, will partner with farmers to find and fund organizations that make a positive impact in rural communities across the country. Now through November 1st, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Debbie Childress is the director of a food bank in rural Kentucky that received a Grow Communities donation.
It was exciting for us to see there was a program like this that not only supports farmers and what they do, but also invests in local nonprofits that are working to better their community.
In 2019, Grow Communities is expected to award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits, and the program has awarded more than $29 million since 2010. Farmers can enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. That's growcommunities.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with colitis 2 years ago, and this has completely changed my tummy issues. It's an honest-to-God truth statement, It literally has saved my tummy issues, completely changed it. I was hospitalized for 5 days. You know, knock on wood and all of that, and thank you for Fiber and Spice. It's an amazing, amazing staple in my life.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
On the people list at Talkers Magazine, Paul Allen comes in at number 10. His passing, sad. He's a great American icon. Number 9, Stormy Daniels, not such a great American. Number 8, Melania Trump, her interview, lots of really down-to-the-bottom-line thinking there. Robert Mueller's at 7, and this aforementioned Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, number 6, her 15 minutes of fame. Joe Biden is at 5, Elizabeth Warren, 4. Don't we wish they, at least Elizabeth only had 15 minutes of fame. Mike Pompeo in Saudi Arabia, number 3. Jamal Khashoggi, journalist, columnist, who got hacked up by the Saudis, is number 2. And Donald Trump, president of the United States, gets his due, as usual, on this week's list of people, important people. I'm Doug Steffen. Hopefully I'm important and you're important as you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Review. A couple more minutes here. Rich McFadden and I going through a number of the things that have been important. This migrant caravan, 4,000 people walking basically from Guatemala, El Salvadorians have, I think, tried to do this. A number of people walking up through Mexico to come to the United States border all at once. What can they be thinking? How do they think they're going to? I mean, it's one thing to sneak 4 or 5 people at a time,
right?
Across the border. But what's gained by this? This seems like craziness.
You know what I'm so fascinated about with this is what does Mexico think about all of these tens of thousands of people?
Well, they're scrutinizing them more than they're looking at everybody's passport papers. If you don't have the right papers to get into Mexico, they send them back.
Well,
but still.
But apparently they don't. But Trump has said, you know, hey, listen, Honduras, you better cut this off right now, or the $89 million that we're going to send you this year is over. And yeah. And he means it. And they are seriously looking at it. But I got to wonder, I was like, Mexico, do they just sit there and watch all these people run from Central America through their country up through us? And are they making money on this? How do they make money? Why do they allow this? What does Mexico have to gain by letting all these people come through their country?
Nothing. If it'd be different, if in fact they were their own, if the Mexicans are happy to get rid of as many people as they can, have
right.
them come up here. But I don't see that there's, you're right, anything that happens, there's nothing that is in, at least not visibly, nothing in this.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that.
I don't wonder. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review at 10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, Richie.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time now at 53 after the hour for us to go through in the countdown form or fashion the top five items that Victoria usually does from the Week in Review, technologically speaking. We start at number five, go to number one, which is kind of the way most countdowns go. Start at the top, go to the bottom. At number five, Venmo in the focus. Ever since Venmo rolled out its instant transfer feature, which moves money from your Venmo balance to a personal debit card within just a minute or two, cost of this transfer has been a quarter. Soon, that is going up, however. Venmo emailed users about changes to its user agreement. One of those updates will see the fee for instant transfer switch from a quarter to 1% of whatever you're transferring. But you still have to pay a quarter. That's the minimum amount. It's not much, but the up fee still means that the company, which is owned by PayPal, will be deducting a bigger cut if you're moving a large amount of money. Venmo notes that its traditional bank transfer option remains available and is still without cost. That method only takes a business day or two to show up. So if you want the money moved right now, you pay for it. You want to move it and have it hit a day or two later, then it doesn't cost you anything. And Venmo is now offering a debit card for spending your balance directly instead of having to relocate the funds elsewhere first. So
it's the preferred money transfer system for terrorists and people in New Jersey.
Oh, for terrorists.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah, and my cousin Vinny.
And millennials.
And millennials, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Which can also be described as terrorists.
Yes, right, the terrorists, the young terrorists.
Right.
Number four on the countdown, Walmart has big video streaming ambitions. Bloomberg reporting this week that Walmart is in talks with a number of media companies to sell its services through an online store. Walmart wants to give its Vudu customers the ability to add on premium services like HBO Now, Showtime, Stars, and the push is because of declining DVD sales in their stores. Amazon offers a similar service through channels, which allows you as a consumer to sign up for these third-party services. Meanwhile, Variety reports this week that Walmart's planning to launch a Netflix competitor under the Vudu brand. It's going to cost $8 a month. How many of these services are available? If you signed up for every one of them, how much would you be paying?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's a choice, so you don't sign up for every one of them. You pick and choose a couple of them. I just told my family last night, I'm getting rid of the TV service. Let's just cut the cord, and but we got to figure out how to get all the channels that everybody wants. That's the trick.
There you go. Number three, working our way to number one, Amazon, in the technology news this week, as they usually are, they announced a couple of new initiatives that are aimed at reducing their environmental impact. The first is a $10 million investment in the Closed Loop Fund, an effort to pool corporate resources to help the United States improve its municipal recycling programs. The other is a solar energy product in England that'll see Amazon install 20 megawatts worth of solar panels to help power fulfillment centers. That's been a big bugaboo because of the amount of energy that they're taking.
And Amazon, the cardboard that they use.
Yeah,
good
that too.
Lord, the
yeah,
boxes.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing as far as recycling is concerned. Amazon signing a deal, purchase enough green energy certificates to ensure 100% of all buildings in England are offset by renewable sources like solar and wind. It makes sense why, at least domestically, Amazon would be focusing its efforts on recycling. The largest retail sector in North America, particularly the U.S., and it's shipping a massive amount of cardboard. That's what Richie and I...
Huge. You know, the boxes really are huge.
The recycling infrastructure for cities, it really is.
You order a pack of batteries, you get a 3-foot by 3-foot box.
Yeah, waste. Number two on our list of important tech stories this week, Hulu has said that the company is aiming to change up its live TV offering by breaking down its current $40 a month channel package into smaller bundles. The one they have now has got about 1 million subscribers. I'm one of them. Rich, are you onto Hulu?
I was, but then I canceled it. I watched one show that I wanted to watch, and then that was over, it was done.
The CEO said he wants to drop some of Hulu's existing live channels in favor of on-demand programming and focus the company's live TV efforts on live sports and news. A lot of people are trying to do that on radio as well. Number one this week on the tech stories, Postmates announcing in a blog post that it's bringing its delivery service to 134 more cities. Expansion brings the total number of cities served by Postmates to 550, covering 60% of the U.S. Also brings in 300 new Chipotle locations. So Postmates is celebrating the launch by offering $4 off Chipotle orders with the code Chipotle134. That's technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Dozens of people were hurt early this morning when a floor collapsed during a party at an apartment house near the campus of Clemson University.
Everybody started dancing and started jumping, and we just, boom, all you seen was like black, really. Like, all you seen was just falling, and everybody's hands was already up in the air. By the time we got to the bottom, it was like everybody was piled up. Like, it was scary. It was crazy.
News outlets reported some 30 people were hurt. Video posted on social media showed a large portion of a floor on the first level of the building caving in as people were dancing, causing dozens to fall through to the basement. No one was trapped. Reports say many were taken to hospitals with injuries, but none were considered life-threatening. Lawmakers speaking out after news that Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. On ABC's This Week, Congressman Adam Schiff says the U.S. must take action against the Saudis.
I think this ought to be a relationship-altering event for the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, that we ought to suspend military sales, we ought to suspend certain security assistance, and we ought to impose sanctions on any of those that were directly involved in this murder.
On Fox News Sunday, Saudi Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeer says his government will conduct a thorough and complete investigation.
The first step of a long journey. We are determined to uncover every stone. We are determined to find out all the facts.
Meanwhile, Turkey's official news agency says Khashoggi's fiancé has been given 24-hour police protection. Mexico's president-elect is suggesting President Trump and the United States, Canada, and Mexico jointly tackle migration by agreeing to invest in development in Central America and southern Mexico, which are home to some of the region's poorest areas. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Earl Elder here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When is your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I attended a training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas. And through our personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, we've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. That's right. It's true. It's free. On your computer browser, enter FrontSight.com/Larry to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/Larry, and after your first course at FrontSight, you're going to leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Larry. That's frontsight.com/Larry.
A ferry collided with at least two yachts and ran aground while trying to berth at a harbor in the Isle of Wight of southern England.
The ferry company Red Funnel said the ferry was sailing from Southampton to East Cowes and was trying to berth at Cowes Harbor in dense fog when it collided with several small yachts. The company added that the vessel is aground but is watertight. Workers are trying to refloat the ferry. The Coast Guard said 56 passengers on board are safe and well, but lifeboats were searching the area after a member of the public reported hearing cries for help at the harbour. Karen Chamas, London.
Congolese rebels killed 15 civilians and abducted a dozen children in an attack at an epicenter of the latest deadly Ebola outbreak, Congo's military said Sunday, as the violence began, forcing crucial virus containment efforts to be suspended. Confirmed Ebola cases have reached 202 in the outbreak, including 118 deaths. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk was held today in cities around the country.
It's a cold, windy day here on the Coney Island Boardwalk in Brooklyn, where organizers say 35,000 people showed up for this breast cancer walk to raise funds and awareness. Michelle Polanski says she's been walking for 10 years after being diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer.
Lost my mother to metastasized breast cancer, and we're here to fight today. I'm here with my wonderful friend who's also a survivor. We're just the feeling, the elation, the camaraderie is just wonderful.
The American Cancer Society says early detection saves lives. Last year, more than 250,000 people were diagnosed with breast cancer. Julie Walker, New York.
And you can check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the place where Americans come to find out what's going on with their favorite format, the news talk format number one in America this time of year in this circumstance when it's an election year. No surprise there. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, has maybe a surprise or two in store for us as we look at the stories, the people he's going to talk about, the top 10 lists for both the stories as the research at Talkers Magazine has sort of put all this stuff in perspective. Same thing with people. So I will sit aside, I'm not going to stand aside, Michael, but I will sit aside whilst you go through these lists.
Well, I'll tell you something. You said where Americans come. We actually have more than Americans, even. I mean, this thing is heard. You, unlike a lot of radio shows, are heard on the World Wide Web. I recently discovered that some of the major shows are not heard in foreign countries, and I don't understand why. I thought that the internet was international, but
well, it is as far as you want to have access. But if you want to listen to this program and you're traveling, go to talkradiocountdownshow.com.
Yeah, but all of your shows are international. We get feedback on our radar, because we when I say radar, I mean our tracking methods. Yes. But you have listeners all over the world, and that's pretty cool. I have a typo here on my number six person, so it's hard for me to see who number six is on the people survey. So when I get to that, you'll fill me in. We'll plug your voice in. At number 10, we have on the story survey, NFL action and Major League Baseball playoffs. The baseball is getting very exciting as we come close to the World Series players now. At number 9, we have Paul Allen, innovated power in the computer industry, died. At number 8, Hurricane Michael's aftermath, and Canada legalizes marijuana. At number 7, we have the T.I. Melania video that's controversial. At number 6, the migrant caravan. At number 5, the Treasury leaker. And Trump's 60-minute interview, that's tied at number 5. The Trump-Russia report is at number 4. There are all kinds of little information coming out that that's soon to happen, probably after the midterms. The Elizabeth Warren ancestry video and her claim that she had a DNA test is at number 3. Okay. Number 2, the midterm elections.
Excuse me.
The midterm elections at number 2, and the 2020 presidential race is already heating up. And well, look, you know, we've been in constant campaign mode since this election of 2016. Yeah. All of these rallies that Trump does are they're campaign.
Yeah.
It's campaign mode constantly, all the time, it'll probably never change. And the number 1 is the missing Saudi journalist and the Saudi Arabia investor conference going on. The People, Paul Allen at 10, Stormy Daniels at 9, Melania Trump and T.I. at 8, Robert Mueller at 7. Who's at 6?
Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, who is the lady who leaked the information. She's from the Treasury Department. She's charged with leaking information on the Russian probe.
There's this huge coffee stain that just splattered right across it, and I wasn't sure. And it's kind of an unusual name.
It is. Yes.
So I wanted to make sure they had it right.
And you see a picture of her. She looks pretty sour.
Well, you know, you always bring up the fact that some of the people on our list are people that are there every week, and then you have the people that have their literal 15 minutes of fame.
Yep,
and
she's one of those.
And she's one of those. Joe Biden is at number 5. Elizabeth Warren, no sound effects, please, at number 4. Mike Pompeo and Steve Mnuchin at number 3. Jamal Khashoggi at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. And heck of a week.
What do you think should be done to the Saudis, with the Saudis? They beheaded this guy and chopped his body up into 80 pieces within 4 minutes of his walking into he was trying to get a license to get married. His girlfriend's sitting outside in the car, and these guys hack him to death and throw his pieces of his body in the garbage. What do you do with this country that feels it is above the law, obviously?
You want my opinion? What you do? What you do with it?
Yes.
You deal with it honestly, and you cite them for what they are. You cite them for what they are. You condemn them. You officially do whatever you can to sanction them. But you don't turn it into a reason for World War III, and you don't completely throw out all real politic, meaning, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend and all that. You still maintain relations with them based on an honest understanding of how they compare to your principles.
But they are not honest. They were responsible for September 11th. And we have them as our best buddies because we buy their damn oil thanks to the relationship that was basically created by Dick Cheney.
This is an example of where principle meets pragmatism. Every nation faces this, and every individual faces this in their own lives. And I'm answering you as directly as I can about a very complicated topic.
Yep.
Because as Donald Trump would say, hey, we got murderers here, too. We got stuff here, too.
Well, that's true enough.
So there's a balance between hypocrisy. That we're no better than anybody else until we clean up our own backyard. We should keep our nose out of other countries' business. And clearly stating what our principles as a nation are and where we stand. And therein lies the rub, as they say.
Did we say that about ourselves, though, when we were watching Daesh behead people? That, don't worry about them. Or they're not so bad because we do that stuff here in our country.
I don't think we said that. No, I think that we were pretty outraged by ISIS or Daesh.
But this is the same thing. These people beheaded this guy, and then they chopped his body up into pieces and tossed it. So they're nothing more than a bunch of heathens in robes and rags. That's what they are.
But they're our heathens.
Ah, because of oil. It wouldn't be worth a plug nickel if it weren't for the oil.
Don't you see Donald Trump, you know, dancing on the head of a pin?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is trying. There are so many people in this country who support Donald Trump based upon the premise that they want him to do whatever it takes to support American interests and not get caught up in anything else.
Yeah. Well,
and they even cite George Washington as saying that's the job of the president. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you read the papers of George Washington as he got older and started to, you know, write down and pontificate on how the presidency should operate, because he invented it, he basically sounded like Donald Trump. And this is your question, and the consideration of this question is the key to what we're dealing with in America right now. We're trying to find our conscience. We're trying to find our values. We're trying to stand up in the world and protect ourselves without becoming the enemy, without becoming like the things that we are fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very, very, very difficult issue, and it's a very difficult time. But that's what it comes down to.
Well,
so this Jamal Khashoggi story, you know, it's the crux of it. It's all in that story.
There's a movie coming out about Dick Cheney's relationship to George Bush, how he got to be the vice president, and what happened during his tenure as vice president. And one of them is the episode, the waterboarding, the sorts of things that were okay because he was in charge of that per his deal with George Bush until Bush told him the last year and a half or so that he was out, basically. But in the meantime, we did a lot of the things that you were just talking about, Michael. And that's what made me think about it, because we have done some of these things that we are appalled by others for having done it as well.
And we do stuff like that to each other. I mean, you know, we talk about other countries, the terrorists, and we talk about the criminals, and we talk about
Look at the violence
we have here. Look at the hatred we have here. Look at the inhumanity we have here. And I don't want to sound like Trump, but the point is there's a certain reality to that.
Yeah.
That this is not, we're not a bunch of angels and the rest of them are devils.
All right. How much of this is brought about by movies? The number one movie this weekend is probably going to be Halloween, which, according to the countenance that I've heard from people who've seen it, is the most horrifying, horrible, violent, bloody, vile piece of garbage and trash that you could possibly imagine. Yet Americans are going to flock to the screens to watch this murderous bastard cut people up, do horrible things to children, all of that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what's contributing to the amount of violence that we have, that we don't. We're talking about these other people being violent, yeah, but what about our own violence?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned being done to children. I was going to say, as long as they don't do it to animals or children, I don't
care.
This
movie has violence done to children, apparently.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. We love roller coasters. We love thrills. We love to confront. Horror has always been a major kind of entertainment. You know, we go and we scream and we're scared, and it gets our blood pumping and our adrenaline running.
Yeah.
This is an interesting question about human nature, you know, and we have to analyze human nature in order to be able to control it and direct it and know where we stand in terms of principles versus pragmatics.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a primer on how calitrin works. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You take Calitrin at bedtime, and you go to sleep, and in the first 90 minutes, it goes to work to rejuvenate and repair and regrow your body, because its number one ingredient is collagen, the protein that builds your body, which we stop actually making in our 30s. So you need to supplement. That's where Calitrin comes in. Collagen is really, it's something, toploss.com, the website, toploss.com, and use the code DJV to save money while you're losing the weight with Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. That may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now the Talk Radio Countdown Show resumes with Doug Steffen, that's me, and Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, that's him.
That's me.
Number two on the story list this week, midterm elections. There's a YouGov.com survey that suggests that Americans who don't consider themselves well-informed about the upcoming election also tend to think that people like them should not vote. Americans who don't consider themselves well-informed think that others like them should not vote. So, does that mean they should vote and the other people?
Well, I mean, no. What does informed mean? You know, bias is a form of ignorance as well. I mean, there are people out there who are so certain that they're right and that everything is black and white.
Yeah.
And they vote. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the certainty that so many people, when they are informed and they have political discussions, the certainty with which they make statements. And I, who have far more access to information than the average person who is not in the media or in politics professionally, and I am not sure of anything because I realize how biased and fake and propagandistic it all is and emotional. So I think that ignorance is a disease that corrodes democracy, but I don't know if it's as simply rectified by saying people should not vote if they're not informed, because that indicates you have to have a test. And that would corrode a very key part of our freedom and play into all kinds of bigotry. It's a sticky wicket. What it comes down to is it's true. Democracy cannot work if people are not informed. The problem is, how do you inform people in a way that still will not corrode democracy? And we're at that juncture right now.
What's the answer to that?
Education and honesty, seeking truth, not victory, maintaining a certain objectivity, not demonizing the opponent because we want to win and we'll do anything to do it. The demonization of our opponents is the thing that's causing the problem.
Yeah, there's a new reality there because of Trump. And I thought it was interesting, some of the people who reacted this week to Trump's reference to Stormy Daniels as a horse face. I'm thinking to myself, okay, this guy pays her $130,000 to fool around with her, and now he doesn't think enough of her or himself to refer to anything other than horse face? Come on.
Ain't it a shame that a guy with so much
going for him,
power and things going for him,
yeah,
he could be one of the greatest presidents we've ever had in our history.
Yeah.
Throws that monkey wrench into the machine by having such a terrible, terrible personality and character.
Yeah, yeah, it's a shame. Because he's doing a lot of things that are helpful and good, things that he promised. But
in the process, and this is where the Trump fans... And I'm neither a fan nor a hater. Just an observer of the president, and all presidents, as you know, are dangerous. But
sure are.
In the process of doing the good things, he's doing a lot of very, very bad things to this country in terms of our culture, in terms of where the bar is, in terms of our decorum, our respect, social issues. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, so what? What matters is the economy. What matters is our standing in the world. What matters is cleaning up the swamp. What matters is calling it like it is, telling it like... No, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. The presidency has a tremendous amount of influence on things that are not necessarily just economic.
There's a lot of anger built up in that man, and the lashing out that he does every day, his intense emotions, his lack of being able to control his expressions... certainly not presidential, and that's the frustration because he is doing a lot of good things, from my perspective anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what
I said. Almost makes me sad. It really does because there's so much good that could come out of all of this. 28 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Are you tossing and turning every night counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
What's on your mind right now? is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach.
Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
I'm more than a bird. The Cascade Theater presents an intimate performance with Five for Fighting at the historic Cascade Theater in Reading, October 23rd. John Ondrasik's one-man band burst onto the scene with his Grammy-nominated hit Superman and melted hearts with ballads like 100 Years. Five for Fighting makes a special appearance at the Cascade Theater October 23rd with a string quartet. Five for Fighting. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Continue with our Talk Radio Countdown Show, an hour Michael Harrison and I spend together every week. We spend several hours going through the details of the charts. This week is no different, week of October 15th to 19th, with all the stories and the people done for us by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. It's listed at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all the things that are important talk radio. There's a philosophical question that I would like you to address, Michael. As far as talk radio, news talk radio, in general, and we dance around this from time to time, where is it going in terms of the political influence that it has? A lot of people now think, especially as we're so focused on the midterms, and Trump gives a lot of credit to his talk radio pals like Sean Hannity for getting elected. But where, does it continue to have the same political bent, or is there something after politics?
No, there's nothing after politics. Politics will always be the main topic of anything having to do with the news. And the news will always be an important subject in terms of media. It doesn't have to only be that way. The best news talk radio is news talk radio that views politics from a broad perspective as opposed to a wonky, narrow, partisan perspective. Because so many things are political. Many social issues are political, whether it's the legalization of marijuana, the abortion issue, the battle of the genders, civil rights. It's not just, you know, budgets and economics and taxes. Foreign affairs, the subject you talked about before, you know, our principles in the world with the Saudi case. So there will always be huge interest in politics. And there will always be news talk shows, forums, and discussion. The media changes, the technology changes, and the business models change. But the actual product will always exist as long as there are human beings. That's not to say that other forms of audio, entertainment, and information will not also thrive. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Look at all the channels we have. There's sports. There's music. There's pop culture. Celebrity gossip is a huge industry in the world. Celebrity gossip is an industry.
It is.
And, of course, there's things that blend it all together. So I think it's healthy. I think we're going through a struggle right now in terms of the business model. It's very hard to make money in media today. Because of can't find the box office. We don't know where to put the box office. It's like a theater without a box office.
It's the number of people who are pulling themselves away from conventional television and just signing up. I was thinking about it the other day. I sort of casually signed up for Netflix and casually signed up for Amazon and CBS, because I want to watch The Good Fight.
So you're back to spending $300 a month for television.
Right, it goes back. What's the difference?
It's an a la carte menu.
These potatoes
are $9? What are you kidding me?
Right. All right. Let's move into this fear of number one and number two. That sounds like the James Bond movie.
It sounds dirty.
The bad guys, number one and number two. Well, number one is Sean Hannity, according to the Talkers Magazine list of the most influential talk radio personalities.
Oh, the Heavy 100, right.
On the Heavy 100, number two is Rush Limbaugh. They were together on Thursday night on Fox. Limbaugh was on for an hour talking about the same things he's been talking about for 30 years. The left-wing Democrats and the radicals, the radical left, and the GOP is going to hold on to the House and make some gains in the Senate. So I look at that and I think of our history here, the history of Talkers, the history of my being on the radio doing this, which also, like Limbaugh, we've celebrated 30 years on the air with these programs this past few weeks and months. So how does it, in this circumstance, it's like what we've heard before, and yet Limbaugh keeps it fresh, Hannity keeps it fresh, but it really, there's nothing different that comes out of them in terms of how they look upon the issues. Is that
Well, there's also there are a lot of people out there that look at the issues that way.
Yeah.
There are people out there that look at the issues in a very black or white, very, very extreme perspective, and they satisfy that audience. Mm-hmm. And they do a very good job of it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they reflect some type of greater reality. Now we're getting philosophical. You said it was philosophical. And that's not for me to say. My feeling is nothing reflects a greater reality. The greater reality is much larger than any of our little nitpicky arguments. But that doesn't mean I don't think there's a value in it and that I don't respect it. I just don't do it. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I'm able to do what I do is that I'm able to fly above the fray and give an objective overview of what it is. That's my job. You know, but I don't say that these people are wrong. But, yeah, no. there are people out there that see the Democrats as a leftist mob that's going to bring down the country. And there are people out there who see the conservatives and the Republicans as right-wing fascists. And both sides spew a ton of fear. And fear is the thing that generates hate. Hate comes from fear. Yeah. People don't spew hate. They spew fear. And fear, the byproduct of fear, is hate.
Fear is, it's anger, it's suffering. I once wrote this down, and I'm now remembering. Fear is false expectation appearing real. F-E-A-R. Remember what Yoda said about fear? I wish the Kara could find this, a piece of audio about fear from Yoda's perspective in one of the Star Wars movies. And I have always found that to be as close to reality as you could possibly. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. When you make a decision based on fear, it will be wrong. Wrong. Unless it's flight or, you know, somebody's chasing you down the road, or let's say a lion's chasing you through the desert in Africa and you're running away from it because you're afraid he's going to get you and eat you. Okay, that's sound basic thinking. But, other than that, most of the time. But it is what we trade on, isn't it? That's what motivates. Yeah.
And that's why I say the demonization of our political opponents is the worst thing in the world, because my opinion, this is now my opinion, mm-hmm. is that the end of the world is not going to come regardless of how this election turns out.
No.
And yet if you read the election literature and you read the talking points and you get the emails from the fundraising committees and all that, one would think that this is a total battle. This is Armageddon between the forces of good and the forces of evil. It's angels and devils. And this is not true. It's not true.
It is an Armageddon. But Stephen Hawking's last book coming out this past week, and his family apparently after he died finished it for him.
Yeah.
Among the points in it, did you see the...
Stephen Hawking's and all these scientists who say there is no God...
Yeah,
are full of it.
I don't buy that.
They're full of it.
Yeah,
because their egos and their arrogance is off the charts. And you know I'm a fan of science.
I said that on the air, and somebody really clobbered me. How dare you? What do you know? It was really.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? Are you as smart as he is? You're just jealous because you're a dummy.
No, they're not so smart. They're not so smart if they could say there is no God, there is no higher intelligence, the universe just operates on itself, and it all started with a big bang, boom, that came out of nothing. So throw out the Bible. What did the Bible say? The Bible said, God said, let there be light.
Yeah.
So give us one miracle, and then we'll explain everything else, and we'll put down miracles. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right.
They don't have any answers other than how it works. They don't have a clue as to the answer why.
Did you see Jeff Bezos making a statement about what's going to happen with interstellar travel in the next 300 years?
Yeah, he says billions of people will be all across the solar system.
Yeah.
And that is something that is very possible.
Yeah. Well, it's also, you get it's life also, on these planets. The planet that I've long maintained that... We didn't come out of a swamp or some cellular molecular structure. We came from other planets.
But we might have
always said that.
We might have, because we're in a place called the universe. We're so provincial in terms of our development as Homo sapiens with human brains that we actually think that this Earth is separate from the universe. Mm-hmm. And we don't collectively realize that the Earth is a part of the universe, and the universe is a place in which we live. Therefore, why is it out of the realm of possibility that life on Earth began elsewhere?
It makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, but sometimes sense doesn't make itself known.
Yeah, that's true.
To the primitive brain, and we all have, I'd like to think, primitive brains. I don't think we're the crown of creation. I think that we are.
Of course we aren't. We're not even close to being the crown of creation. Come on. All right, but I'll tell you, here's a way for you to live a happy, really celebrated life, living well because you put good things into your body, the organic fruits and vegetables that are the important part of Texas Superfood Complete Organic, the organic diet. Switch to organic foods and all of the things that are ancillary to that. Imagine we hear all this talk about organic meats and produce and it's organic bread and blah, blah. Well, Texas Superfood Complete Organic are 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of their perfection that have, because they're organic, no chemicals, no herbicides, no pesticides, no animal products, no dairy, no egg, no gluten, no soy. I could go on and on about what it doesn't have. What it does have is health written all over it. Enhance your immune system. Build it up. Make it strong. This is the time of year I don't want to get colds and flus as we change seasons. You want to stay healthy. You got to have a strong immune system. And Texas Superfood Complete Organic gets you there every day. Been around for 20 years. Help yourself by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order Texas Superfood Complete Organic on my say-so. Well, you'll try it. You'll like it. You'll say, wow, this really does make sense. Thank you, Doug, for sending me to TexasSuperfood.com. Lots of quality nutritional products at that site. But this is the place to start, the way to start. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for Texas Superfood Complete Organic. On the people list at Talkers Magazine, Paul Allen comes in at number 10. His passing, sad. He's a great American icon. Number 9, Stormy Daniels, not such a great American. Number 8, Melania Trump. Her interview, lots of really down-to-the-bottom-line thinking there. Robert Mueller's at 7. And this aforementioned Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, number 6, her 15 minutes of fame. Joe Biden is at 5. Elizabeth Warren, 4. Don't we wish they, at least Elizabeth, only had 15 minutes of fame. Mike Pompeo in Saudi Arabia, number 3. Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist, columnist, who got hacked up by the Saudis, is number 2. And Donald Trump, President of the United States, gets his due, as usual, on this week's list of people, important people. I'm Doug Steffen. Hopefully I'm important and you're important as you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the charts for the week of October 19th. The stories starting at number 10, Sports Talk Radio. The action is we're halfway through the football season, Major League Baseball season over. Now the playoffs, the Red Sox are going to win. Number 9, Paul Allen has died. That's sad. Number 8, Hurricane Michael's aftermath. Number 7, the continuing foolishness between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. The migrant caravan, 4,000 plus people walking their way to America, supposedly number 6. The Treasury leaker, Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards. Number 4, the continuing foolishness between the Russians and Trump. Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry. Number 3, midterm elections, number 2, and the story of the missing journalist in Saudi Arabia is number 1 this week. We're going to continue our focus with yet another one of these incidents that happens, the social side of not figuring out what life is really about in America. That may sound kind of convoluted, but I've got an example of that. Plus, Michael brings us up to date on what his latest conversation is at mhinterviews.com.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to the act here. the action and the act. It's Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen doing our weekly overview of the talk radio items. And then sometimes we branch out of the sphere of the 10 top stories, the 10 top people, to make a statement, I suppose, about something. In this case, Dunkin' Donuts apologizing this week to a college student after one of its employees up in Maine called the police because when this person stopped at a drive-thru with her family to order something from Dunkin' Donuts, she was not speaking English. And so she called the police to say these people in the car shouldn't be there because they were not speaking English. Hamda Ahmed tried placing a coffee order in the drive-thru in Portland at a Dunkin' Donuts. The employee became enraged over the loudspeaker and referred to her language and because she was listening to these people speak their native language in the car before they placed the order. And anyway, so...
Well, doesn't that go back to what I said before about fear breeds hate?
Yeah, right.
Hate is a form of insanity. Yeah. Look, calling the cops, I don't know what the story with Dunkin' Donuts is. Sometimes there's, with this story, sometimes there are other factors that don't make it to the news. But let's take it at face value, assuming that it's true, but not stating that we necessarily believe it's true. Isn't doing what she did a form of mental illness? I mean, you can't.
What, the woman
that.
Behind at the
woman,
Dunkin'
yeah.
Donuts?
Yeah. They're not speaking English, I'm calling the cops? What,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Here's another example. Here's a black youngster at a high school. The school suspended her and called the police because this girl got upset in a class when she was called the N-word. So she got up and got into it with somebody who used the N-word to refer to her, and the police go after her.
Well,
we've got so much of that now. Is it the news media? Is it social media? Or are we really having more examples of this? Or we just are more aware of these things going on?
It's a little bit of both. There's more awareness and there's a lot of crap going on. It's not good.
No, it is. And so what's the root of it and what fixes it?
Well, the root of it is the negative feedback, the feedback loop between the media and the public.
Mm-hmm.
The media follows the public follows the media, it goes around and around and around and around, and it gets increasingly hostile. And politicians feed into it because politicians find it's easier to get votes when you play to fear, and it's easier to get ratings when you play to anger. So that's the way it works.
All right, from now on, we're going to get angry here.
Yeah.
You stupid son of a gun.
Okay, I'm on the air in 5 minutes. I got to muster up my anger.
Yes. Okay, the MH interview at mhinterview.com. You have found something. I know this lady quite well.
A lot of people
for
do.
For a lot of different reasons. She's a very interesting character. She was a big-time shock jock. Her name is Carolyn Fox.
Right.
How did you find her, and what did you find out
about
her?
I've known her for years, and she's been a realtor making a lot of money selling apartments in Manhattan for the past 15, 18 years. And she used to be a major, major, major radio star in New England.
Yeah.
And then, her career kind of sputtered. Her marriage fell apart. So she packed up and moved to New York, gave up radio, became a realtor. So we talk about her life. It's interesting.
Yeah, she's I kept up with it because she keeps sending me stuff. Don't you want to buy some real estate in New York? No, thank you. I don't want to buy anything.
Well, she played off of her background in radio to develop a little bit of a following. Now she's doing very well. She's a smart person.
Yeah, she's very smart. I knew her husband, and that's how I met her, because back in the years, 40 years ago, when I was in the transportation business, I owned a bus company, and he was a customer of mine. He had a travel agency, and I met her, and I didn't know who she was till she found out I was in radio, and she said, "Don't you know who I am?" And I thought to myself, "Yeah, that name, Carolyn Fox." So that's how we became.
She was a shock jock.
She was.
It's www. MHinterview.com. It's a very good human interest story, and it's very informative about real estate.
Yeah. Well, it's also a little a treatise on radio. What happens when the moldy oldies fade away? Do they just go away, or do they do something else? And she did something else and has made a good career out of it. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute wants to warn public school parents about LGBT History Month in October. You see, class time may be taken to focus on the contributions of LGBT individuals. Visit PGI.org and obtain your free guide to LGBT History Month.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at PGI.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. Dozens of people were hurt when a floor collapsed during a party in Clemson, South Carolina.
One Clemson University sophomore says the first floor of an apartment complex clubhouse was packed with people, everyone jumping up and down to the beat of a popular song when the whole floor collapsed. That from Jeremy Tester, who was at the gathering, posting a video right after the floor gave way early Sunday morning. Another person there says he saw people with broken legs and ankles. Police say some 30 people were taken to hospitals. None of the injuries appeared to be life-threatening. I'm Tim McGuire.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices have been falling over the past 2 weeks.
We have a drop of a nickel at the national average pump price for regular grade. Gasoline now costs $2.92 on average.
And Lundberg says those prices may stay steady for a while. In a sign of growing pressure on Saudi Arabia, Turkey says it will announce details of its investigation into Jamal Khashoggi's death on Tuesday. U.S. congressional leaders like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say President Trump needs to take the strongest possible action.
When we don't come out strongly against something like this, it's going to tell other countries you have a green light to do it as well. This was horrible, and the president has taken far too long to be tough.
Meanwhile, reaction in Congress is mixed over the president's announcement on Saturday the U.S. is pulling out of a landmark 1987 arms control agreement with Russia. Senator Rand Paul thinks it's, quote, a big, big mistake to flippantly get out. Senator Bob Corker hopes the step is just a negotiating maneuver, while Senator Lindsey Graham is backing Mr. Trump's decision, saying it's absolutely the right move and that the Russians have been cheating. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug-In and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Iran is once again stirring up trouble in the Middle East.
Iran has delivered GPS components to Hezbollah that will allow it to transform rudimentary rockets into precision-guided missiles, thereby increasing the threat to Israel. American intelligence officials believe Tehran has shifted its strategy by increasingly shipping weaponry directly to its proxy in Beirut with a view to evading Israeli strikes. Prime Minister Netanyahu recently revealed three sites where Hezbollah has allegedly built underground military facilities. He reiterated that Jerusalem will not allow advanced arms capable of hitting within a few meters of their intended target and which can reach almost anywhere in Israel to fall into terrorist hands. Hezbollah has an estimated arsenal of more than 100,000 projectiles pointed at the Jewish state. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. Uber may put forth an initial public offering early next year that values the ride-hailing business at as much as $120 billion. Correspondent Jeremy House has details.
The Wall Street Journal reports Uber Technologies received valuation proposals from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. There is no guarantee Uber will fetch that valuation or go public soon. If it does, and at that price, the company would be worth more than Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler combined. There are hurdles facing Uber. In addition to a series of scandals, including workplace sexual harassment, theft of intellectual property, and the ouster of its co-founder, the company is facing increasing competition. Jeremy House reporting.
Houston-based GHSW's recalled nearly 1,800 pounds of ready-to-eat salad with chicken products because a corn ingredient may be contaminated with salmonella. Recalled salads were produced October 1st through last Thursday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we bring to the end another week of Talk Radio and all the issues that are going on, and let's go through the charts for the week of October 15th to 19th. 2018. I am Rich McFadden. Doug Steffen will be along with us here shortly after we finish this list. So let's go through it. We got the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week. Here are your top 10 stories. At number 10, NFL action and MLB playoffs. We always see some sports action making the list. Number 9, Paul Allen dying. At number 8, Hurricane Michael and the aftermath. And Canada is legalizing pot.
Want to try that again? Canada?
Canaga. It's a new country. Oh, I just made up.
Canaga.
You sit down and be quiet there. Number 7, Trump, Daniel spat with the whole horse face thing in the Melania video. Number 6, the migrant caravan. Number 5, the Treasury leaker and Trump's 60 Minutes interview. Number 4, the Trump-Russia report. Number 3, the Warren ancestry video, where she's one
Pocahontas
or something, Pocahontas. Number 2, the midterm elections and the 2020 presidential race. And at number 1, the missing Saudi journalist and the Saudi Arabia investor conference. Doug, we'll take
you
through the top 10
people. Did you tell everybody this? the talk radio review.
I did, Rich for the McFadden, week of October 15th to 19th, yes.
Doug Steffen, yes, right. Okay, so the stories Richie's gone through for you. People list at number 10, Paul Allen and his passing. That's a really interesting story because he had such an interesting life, and now people are asking what's going to happen to his $26 billion. He never looked like a healthy guy. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Let me go through the list first, though. Stormy Daniels at number 9. What's her real name? Stephanie Clifford? I think is her real name.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Melania Trump at number 8. Robert Mueller at number 7. Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards at number 6. Joe Biden at 5. Elizabeth Warren at 4. Mike Pompeo at 3. Jamal Khashoggi at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. Yeah, Paul Allen was a very smart guy, but he never looked, if you ever look at his, he always looked like he needed power swabs. His teeth were always yellow, and he just didn't look, his face never looked healthy, his hair never looked healthy. But boy, what a smart guy, and one of the most influential people in the world, for sure. Became a billionaire worth lots of money when he died. So now people are making book on what happens to his $26 billion estate, which apparently is very complex and will take a long time, according to his family. His family is not going to have to worry about anything, and neither is anybody related to him forever, as long as they don't. You know, $26 billion. Who even understands what that means, $26 billion.
I would have it all sent to me in $1 bills, and I would throw it in the pool because the bathtub would be too small.
Yeah, really.
And I would try to really understand what $26 billion is, because you're right. You have no concept of what that kind of money is.
No. It's really interesting to contemplate. Bill Gates was on Ellen's show, and they were talking about little things like, what do you go to the grocery store? What do you buy at the grocery? What do people who have this kind of money, what do you buy at the grocery store? And do you actually ever go? Remember that whole thing George Bush went to? He wasn't a billionaire, but he was wealthy. He went to the grocery store
and
didn't realize how much stuff cost. He didn't have any cash, no credit cards, nothing. Because what you don't know about being president is you're not allowed to carry any money, no credit cards. You never buy anything for yourself. You don't.
Right.
Somebody else is going to buy those things. So anyway, but I just find it interesting to try to figure out what their lives are like. It's kind of fun to do that. But in light of the fact that people like this are paying most of the heavy lift, doing most of the heavy lifting when it comes to paying taxes, maybe we ought to pay them a little more homage, a little more tribute, pay a little more attention, or maybe have some respect for them. The biggest surprise of the list of groceries on Bill Gates' list was Rice-A-Roni. He loves Rice-A-Roni.
I mean, Paul Allen was only 65, and you look at That's Steve all. Jobs.
Yeah, he's 56 when he died.
Right. I mean, what's going on with these guys?
Well, I think there's when you're around all that technology, all that equipment, all of the stuff, we spend hours every day. You've got a computer in your office. Kara's in front of 4 screens in the main control studio there. I've got 3 screens in front of me. If you don't find a way to shield yourself from it, I spend maybe 5-6 hours a day in front of mine. You, I would guess, spend a little bit more than that in front of yours.
And the rest of your day, you're sucking fumes from your tractor out in the fields.
Right, yeah.
You're one with nature.
The healthy side of my life is being on the tractor with the diesel fumes. But the essence of these people is they're around this technology all the time, and one wonders if it doesn't take its toll. I don't know that much about the health of Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle. Bill Gates appears to be in pretty good shape. But, it depends a lot on whatever it is that your makeup, what your ancestral omega. You know, how healthy are you to begin with? How strong is your immune system? Obviously, Paul Allen's wasn't very good. But it's still, I don't know, it's too bad to see. So he's done a lot of good with his life and a lot of good with his money. A lot of good.
He was the founder of the Allen Institute for Brain Science.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you going to go see him?
That's interesting. I could probably use a little help from him, yeah.
Yeah, under the circumstances. All right, so that's the list of people. I don't know what more. I'm looking at this list sort of in review. Stormy Daniels, what else are you going to say about her? The Melania Trump interview that was on TV last weekend was pretty good. Did you see any of it?
I did not see any of it. What did she talk about?
Well, she talked about what she agreed to take any questions that they would ask her. And so obviously they asked if she was concerned about her husband being a cheat.
Right.
And they asked her about the meaning of the stuff on that jacket, which was pretty trite. Her traveling and what she wanted. She was pretty frank, Rishi. I don't remember. I think they tried to nail her a couple of times, and at that point I tuned out because I'm tired of people just taking shots at Trump.
That's all it is anymore.
It is. That's right. It's a gotcha sort of thing. But she handled it. I will tell you, in the main, I thought she was very sophisticated. I thought she was very pleasant. I thought she was very intelligent. I thought she was fine. She's just different.
She speaks 5 or 6 languages.
Yeah.
Fluently.
Right. Yeah.
That's not a fool.
No,
I mean, say what you want about the womanization of her husband. She is no dumb.
Womanizing
of her husband.
Him, that too, yeah. Right. Let's lose some weight. Calitrin is the number one choice. Calitrin will help you take off the pounds. If you are serious and sensible, which is a good combination, you're a serious, sensible person who has decided to get real. I was talking to a friend of mine this week who I deal with in the business world, and he weighed 285 pounds, and he couldn't breathe. And so he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you're going to the hospital, and the hospital said, you're staying overnight. And the second day they said, you're staying for a week. And the next day they said, you better lose 80 pounds fast, pal, or we'll be saying bye-bye to you. So he did. And so that's one. He did it because he had to. How about you do it because you want to? Or maybe because you ought to. You want to, you ought to, you need to. Whatever the motivation for you losing weight, the way to lose it, the safe way, the intelligent way, the sophisticated way is to use Calitrin. Calotren. Calitrin, been around for 30 years. It's a family business. Family came up with and has figured out how to use collagen, the protein that is the body builder in your body that you stop making on your own when you're in your, like, 30, 31, 32. So you supplement with Calitrin, returns the protein collagen to your body. Is this all too technical? Maybe it is. Bottom line is that with Calitrin, which is a natural product, all natural collagen, you're going to lose the weight and you're going to keep it off. No adverse effects whatsoever. Taking collagen amazingly helps to stimulate your body to produce more of it. And therefore, you will, through nutrition, through portion control, through exercise and maybe some motivation, this is the way, though, to get yourself onto the physical side of losing weight. You'll find Calitrin at toploss.com, 10% off the bottles when you buy them. If you buy 4 bottles, you get 1 free. You got to check the box for DJV when you're ordering. You can't get Calitrin anyplace else. You can lose the weight other places, but not successfully and not like this. Get the benefits of using Calitrin, full of collagen, your body's number one protein source, at toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off whatever you buy using the DJV code. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows, and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, number four on the list from Talkers Magazine of the items of interest is the relationship we have with the Russians. You'll be happy to know that Russian President Bad Vlad Pukin Putin has predicted the end of the United States.
Really?
We're done, according to him. We will no longer dominate the world because we're making too many mistakes. He said, quote, a country can get the sense from impunity that you can do anything. This is the result of the monopoly from a unipolar world. Luckily, this monopoly is disappearing. It's almost done. The United States is almost cooked, fried, finished, according to Mr. Putin. Wishful thinking on his part, I think. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen is on board as we look at the charts for the week of October 15th to the 19th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. The number three item this week on the story list is Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry report. I find her to be about as annoying as anybody in the public sector could be.
As far as PR moves go, how do you think that worked out for her?
Flat. It didn't do anything. It just brought back around people who may have forgotten about what she claimed before when she ran
right.
for the Senate.
That's what I was wondering. Why even, once you get the results back and you see that it's a minuscule amount, that
right.
probably
100,000.
If you did the DNA right. test on your dog, might have just as much Native American blood in her as she does. Yeah. Why would you release those results? Why wouldn't you just go, yeah, okay.
You have no common sense.
In the desk drawer. Right.
Yeah. No common sense whatsoever. And she fancies herself as a presidential candidate in 2020. That's yeah. number two this week on the countdown. The election already, we're talking about who runs. You know what? I could be not much less interested than I am. I'm curious as to how the numbers turn out for the midterm, which is, about 3 weeks away.
They are saying there could be 50 million voters in this midterm, which is the highest turnout
right.
since the 60s.
More. The more the merrier. Should be. What was going on in the 60s? That when LBJ was president or when Kennedy was president?
There's a lot of protests, a lot of riots, yeah. a lot of social unrest, Vietnam, you know, in the late 60s.
That was, yeah, certainly a part of my heritage growing up for sure. Number one on the countdown, the Saudi, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, whether you're focused on the death or disappearance of Khashoggi, who was beheaded, hacked up, within minutes of going into the embassy, and now this week is supposed to be a big investment initiative in Saudi Arabia that pretty much everybody is bailing from, including our Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, whatever the hell his name is. How do these people figure they're going to get away with this? That's what I'm wondering. Even with all of the hooch that they have because of the amount of oil they have,
right.
how are they going to...
Exactly.
What's been done to Khashoggi, now they got this big thing at the Ritz, supposedly in Riyadh. That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to go there unless they're trying to kiss the butt of the Saudis. They've overplayed their part. There are plenty of other places to get oil. They can say, well, you mess with us and the price of oil is going to go up. Eh. What it does is every time they pull that stunt, the oil price goes up for a while, but then there is more of a leap into alternative energies because the price of oil has gotten to the point where this is what people, where it is now, is what people think it's worth to a point. I don't even think it's worth what we're having to pay for it. But I'm running to, man,
right.
I'm going to put a solar farm on my farm in the next year. I'm absolutely going to do that because I'm sick of paying.
Well, the technology is getting to the point where they have to be thinking, how do we dominate the world market anymore
mm-hmm.
with the amount of oil that we produce here and that is produced elsewhere around the world, and then the renewable energy, they have to be going, okay, what's going to happen to us in 50 years?
Yeah, and what does happen to them? They become irrelevant, like most of the other deserts. The sandboxes.
I mean, I've always
East.
Said with the Middle East, it's stop buying their oil, and they will not have the funds to attack you with it.
Yeah. Well, that you see, but the funds are controlled, Richie, by that royal family, so much that they've fixed it. So at least for now, they're worried about all the change in the Middle East. But I wonder, I guess outside the box thinking is why is it that it's taken so long for a lot of these things to take root in Saudi Arabia, which is probably one of the worst countries in the Middle East, as far as human rights are concerned. This is the Talk Radio Review. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm more than a bird.
The Cascade Theater presents an intimate performance with Five for Fighting at the historic Cascade Theater in Reading, October 23rd. John Ondrasik's one-man band burst onto the scene with his Grammy-nominated hit Superman and melted hearts with ballads like 100 Years. Five for Fighting makes a special appearance at the Cascade Theater October 23rd with a string quartet. Five for Fighting. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. Richie and I mostly go through. I don't want this to sound like a boys' club, but sometimes I get notes from people on Twitter at Doug Steffen. This sounds like the girls' club. Well, it's a review, not just this program, but any of the programs. I have a program called the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara is at the controls on that show as well. And it is a discussion of the issues of the day from the perspective of what we all have our perspective on things. And that's what it's this whole thing called talk radio is sort of boiled into, perspectives on events and or the news or both. Rich McFadden is here. He happens to be in charge of several people who are well-known. Chad Benson is I guess, an up-and-coming. That's the way I quite like him.
Yeah.
He's kind of a smart-ass. But
yeah,
he's,
definitely.
He's,
yeah. Yeah. But he's funny.
I was talking to a program director. I want to make this too inside. Program director of a station in Las Vegas who was at that dinner. You remember you and I at one of the talk radio things last year, had dinner with some program people, and the fellow reminded me of the conversation back and forth between Chad and me.
Oh,
it was funny.
Oh,
it was interesting.
Yeah.
The older perspective, the seasoned perspective, and the younger.
He was picking on your gray hair.
Yes, right. And then Dana Lash is somebody else. So how is it? Spend a little bit of time talking about managing these people. These are now becoming. These people are becoming household names that you're working with. Mm-hmm. How do you find them? Just give people a little insight.
That's the interesting thing. How did we find them?
Yeah, how do you find them?
I mean, Chad was on a station in Palm Spring, California. He was working
not
with...
Exactly, not
right.
Not market number one.
No, not at all. Yeah. And we had a consultant that was kind of looking around for something that's different. We were, you know, we know what talk radio has been over the last, you know, 25, 30 years, and where really it's trending. More entertaining, back to more entertaining. You remember the days when Rush did all those fun parodies, and where it was really
Gorbasms.
Funny. And just, and that's what people want. They did the
too serious now.
It's too serious. It's too angry. It's too whatever. So we were looking at people that fit that mold, and Dana and Chad fit that mold. They're funny. Their information, they're politics, but they're not all politics. They're really kind of what's going on in the world. And if it happens to be a political story, great. And so really the hard part, like with Chad, we've been working with him for 3 or 4 years where it was a growth process where for, you know, 2-3 years, you're not making a lot of money. There's not a whole lot of advertising there. And then all of a sudden you start, the stations start coming on and they start saying, man, this guy's good. And with Dana, she had a bigger name. So she kind of launched a little bigger and is now huge. But you know, Chad, he's kind of had to work his way through it and he's getting the recognition and stations are loving and his fans are loving. He's really big on social media. And he's just funny. He's funny. He's entertaining. He makes you think about the issues. Mm-hmm. And he's a little bit more, he's center right, whereas Dana's a little bit more right. Your traditional talk radio. Yeah. But she's funny. She's hysterical. Yeah. You go out to dinner with her, and she is hysterical. And same with Chad, and that's kind of
with
what we're looking for.
Yeah, but see, with somebody like Chad, and maybe with me, there are people, it's easy to like us and easy to where you come from, you can find something to like. And I don't mean this disparagingly, but Dana is so firmly entrenched, kind of like Hannity, that bunch, Glenn Beck. And so they're it's
but you know the difference
easier
is,
to identify them, but harder to like them if you're not from that world.
It's funny because Dana works on traditional talk radios and the new style of talk radios, which is kind of your FM talk stations, which are a little bit more rock and roll, punk rock sounding, you know.
Right.
Chad works really much better on the new style of talk radio, the FM talk. And, he still works on the AM old style talk, but it's,
here I am.
Yeah, it's a different deal. Yeah.
By the way, I saw Glenn Beck the other day. I first looked at him, I didn't recognize him. He's got a goatee. His hair is completely white, and his goatee is white.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him two years, I guess. I haven't seen him personally. But
just really took me back for a little bit because he's not that old. I think he's 56.
Somewhere around there.
If I'm not mistaken, 57, somewhere in there. Yeah. And also, by the way, as long as we're gossiping, Hannity had Limbaugh on his program this week. And the idea of having the two big stars. Now, Hannity, according to talkers, is the number one, the most influential talk radio host in the country. Limbaugh has been number one for ages and ages and ages. I think over the last 20-some-odd years, I think the only time he was bumped once by Howard Stern, if I'm not mistaken. Other than that, he's been at the top of the heap till this year. But it's interesting because these guys now are really feeling their oats, kind of like Joe Weider. There's a movie around called Bigger. If you're interested in bodybuilding or the story of Joe Weider, I've always been fascinated with where he came from and how his empire grew. The movie Bigger is about it. And you could build something around Limbaugh, a movie. Actually, there ought to be a movie. There hasn't been, now I think about it, about talk radio in general. Do you ever remember there being... There's no modern
just
talk
about,
radio host.
The guy who was shot and killed.
Yeah, Alan Burke.
Right.
But I'm talking about... There's got to be, if there's movies about all these other people, Limbaugh's life has been very interesting, and so is Sean's, actually.
Sean's a good, just kind of grassroots, just kind of blue-collar guy who made it. And one of the nicest people you will ever meet.
Absolutely.
There's nobody nicer in the business.
Yeah, we all like him a lot. He's found his niche.
Well, he played his cards right.
With Trump?
Right. He played his cards right, and it really bumped his career.
By the way, again. The Trump 60 Minutes interview, one of the stories this week on the Countdown, it was interesting because it came about on the same night that Melania, his wife, was on ABC. He was on CBS. And a lot of people thought, wow, he'll never do an interview.
That's hysterical. Hey, yeah. Melania, I beat you in the ratings, told you.
Well, that's probably true. But the business of still trying to get him, even though I think Trump is very sophomoric in his language, his choice of words, the way he says everything, he's the best word is sophomoric. The fact that he doesn't take their browbeating, and he just feeds it right back to them. They'll try to corner him. It does. It almost seems like you're right. That's a good way of putting it, Rishi. He's being fed.
You know what's really brilliant about Trump? And it's while I cannot stand it when the horse face comment this week, there's no need for it. There's no need for it.
Stupid.
So I don't know why he does it. But in a way, there's a brilliance about the way he. You think that all of it just flies out of his mouth and he doesn't think about it. But when I learned that basically all of his crazy tweets are sent at like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning on purpose so that they feed the news cycle for the day. And you would think that all of these morons at the news desks would pick up on this and not play his game. But they can't not do it. They absolutely have to just play his game. And he owns them every single day. He is the puppet master. 3 o'clock in the morning, here goes my crazy tweet. And he controls the news cycle every single day. The guy is a genius, but still at the same time, he comes out and calls a woman a horse face. I don't get him.
Not smart. Talk radio roundup and review. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here with a thought now about how to do your body right. How to take care of your body. Richie's become much more conscious of what he eats now since he had his little run-in a couple of years ago. And I would say to you and to him and to everybody that are sort of in the back of their mind thinking, you know what, I really have to do something about what I'm eating. I have to do something about what I put in my body. And so many of the things that I talk about on the air are straightly, in a straight line, connected to the best food, the best things for your body. And certainly Texas Superfood, their complete organic line of fruits and vegetables, needs to be in your diet every day. Because you're not eating, no matter what. You're thinking, oh, I'll have some broccoli, and I'll have some carrots, and that'll be good for me. And then I'll have some strawberries, and maybe I'll have a kiwi, and that'll be good for me. Well, it isn't bad for you, but it's not enough. Texas Superfood, these complete organic capsules, have 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. And with the reviews that have come out in the past week or two about some of the other things that are around that claim to have all this benefit, but they are not naturally grown, the fruits in the capsules, the vegetables in the capsules, are prepared in a rather strange way, and they're not organic. So they don't have the benefit of organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, which is the mainstay of Texas Superfood. So if you'd like to get on board, get a hold of something that will keep your, especially going to the fall and winter season, people get colds and flu, you need a strong, very, very, very strong system. You need to have your immune system in tip-top shape. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Look around at all the other things they have there, but get to this as quickly as you can, and as well as this is something you don't want to be left out in the cold here on this, literally and figuratively. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the charts for the week of October 19th. The stories starting at number 10, Sports Talk Radio. The action as we're halfway through the football season, Major League Baseball season over. Now the playoffs, the Red Sox are going to win. Number 9, Paul Allen has died. That's sad. Number 8, Hurricane Michael's aftermath. Number 7, the continuing foolishness between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. The migrant caravan, 4,000-plus people walking their way to America, supposedly. Number 6, Treasury leaker Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards. Number 4, the continuing foolishness between the Russians and Trump. Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry. Number 3, midterm elections. Number 2, and the story of the missing journalist in Saudi Arabia is number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now in its 10th year, America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, will partner with farmers to find and fund organizations that make a positive impact in rural communities across the country. Now through November 1st, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Debbie Childress is the director of a food bank in rural Kentucky that received a Grow Communities donation.
It was exciting for us to see there was a program like this that not only supports farmers and what they do, but also invests in local nonprofits that are working to better their community.
In 2019, Grow Communities is expected to award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits, and the program has awarded more than $29 million since 2010. Farmers can enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. That's growcommunities.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with colitis 2 years ago, and this has completely changed my tummy issues. It's an honest-to-God truth statement. It literally has saved my tummy issues, completely changed it. I was hospitalized for 5 days. You know, knock on wood and all of that, and thank you for fiber and spice. It's an amazing, amazing staple in my life.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
On the people list at Talkers Magazine, Paul Allen comes in at number 10. His passing, sad. He's a great American icon. Number 9, Stormy Daniels, not such a great American. Number 8, Melania Trump. Her interview, lots of really down-to-the-bottom-line thinking there. Robert Mueller's at 7. And this aforementioned Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, number 6, her 15 minutes of fame. Joe Biden is at 5. Elizabeth Warren, 4. Don't we wish they, at least Elizabeth, only had 15 minutes of fame. Mike Pompeo in Saudi Arabia, number 3. Jamal Khashoggi, journalist, columnist, who got hacked up by the Saudis, is number 2. And Donald Trump, President of the United States, gets his due, as usual, on this week's list of people, important people. I'm Doug Steffen. Hopefully I'm important and you're important as you listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Review. A couple more minutes here. Rich McFadden and I going through a number of the things that have been important. This migrant caravan, 4,000 people walking basically from Guatemala. El Salvadorians have, I think, tried to do this. A number of people walking up through Mexico to come to the United States border all at once. What can they be thinking? How do they think they're going to? I mean, it's one thing to sneak 4 or 5 people at a time,
right?
Across the border. But what's gained by this? This seems like craziness.
You know what I'm so fascinated about with this is, what does Mexico think about all of these tens of thousands of people?
Well, they're scrutinizing them more than they're looking at everybody's passport papers. If you don't have the right papers to get into Mexico, they send them back.
Well,
but still.
But apparently they don't. But Trump has said, you know, hey, listen, Honduras, you better cut this off right now, or the $89 million that we're going to send you this year is over. And and he means it. And they're seriously looking at it. But I got to wonder, I was like, Mexico, do they just sit there and watch all these people run from Central America through their country up through us? And are they making money on this? How do they make money? Why do they allow this? What does Mexico have to gain by letting all these people come through their country?
Nothing. If it'd be different, if in fact they were their own, if the Mexicans are happy to get rid of as many people as they can, have
right.
come up here. But I don't see that there's, you're right, anything that happens, there's nothing that is in, at least not visibly, nothing in this.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that.
I don't wonder. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review at 10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, Richie.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time now at 53 after the hour for us to go through in the countdown form or fashion the top five items that Victoria usually does from the Week in Review, technologically speaking. We start at number five, go to number one, which is kind of the way most countdowns go. Start at the top, go to the bottom. At number five, Venmo in the focus. Ever since Venmo rolled out its instant transfer feature, which moves money from your Venmo balance to a personal debit card within just a minute or two, cost of this transfer has been a quarter. Soon, that is going up, however. Venmo emailed users about changes to its user agreement. One of those updates will see the fee for instant transfer switch from a quarter to 1% of whatever you're transferring. But you still have to pay a quarter. That's the minimum amount. It's not much, but the up fee still means that the company, which is owned by PayPal, will be deducting a bigger cut if you're moving a large amount of money. Venmo notes that its traditional bank transfer option remains available and is still without cost. That method only takes a business day or two to show up. So if you want the money moved right now, you pay for it. You want to move it and have it hit a day or two later, then it doesn't cost you anything. And Venmo is now offering a debit card for spending your balance directly instead of having to relocate the funds elsewhere first. So
it's the preferred money transfer system for terrorists and people in New Jersey.
Oh, for terrorists.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah, and my cousin Vinny.
And millennials.
And millennials, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Which can also be described as terrorists.
Yes, right, the terrorists, the young terrorists.
Right.
Number four on the countdown, Walmart has big video streaming ambitions. Bloomberg reporting this week that Walmart is in talks with a number of media companies to sell its services through an online store. Walmart wants to give its Voodoo customers the ability to add on premium services like HBO Now, Showtime, Stars, and the push is because of declining DVD sales in their stores. Amazon offers a similar service through Channels, which allows you as a consumer to sign up for these third-party services. Meanwhile, Variety reports this week that Walmart's planning to launch a Netflix competitor under the Voodoo brand. It's going to cost $8 a month. How many of these services are available? If you signed up for every one of them, how much would you be paying?
Well, that's the thing. There's a choice. So you don't sign up for every one of them. You pick and choose a couple of them. I just told my family last night, I'm getting rid of the TV service. Let's just cut the cord and, but we got to figure out how to get all the channels that everybody wants. That's the trick.
There you go. Number three, working our way to number one, Amazon in the technology news this week, as they usually are. They announced a couple of new initiatives that are aimed at reducing their environmental impact. The first is a $10 million investment in the Closed Loop Fund, an effort to pool corporate resources to help the United States improve its municipal recycling programs. The other is a solar energy product in England that will see Amazon install 20 megawatts worth of solar panels to help power fulfillment centers. That's been a big bugaboo because of the amount of energy that they're taking.
And Amazon, the cardboard that they use.
Yeah,
good
that too.
Lord, the
yeah,
boxes.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing as far as recycling is concerned. Amazon signing a deal purchase enough green energy certificates to ensure 100% of all buildings in England are offset by renewable sources like solar and wind. It makes sense why, at least domestically, Amazon would be focusing its efforts on recycling. The largest retail sector in North America, particularly the U.S., and it's shipping a massive amount of cardboard. That's what Richie and I...
Huge. The boxes really are huge.
the recycling infrastructure for cities. It really is.
You order a pack of batteries, you get a 3-foot by 3-foot box.
Yeah, waste. Number two on our list of important tech stories this week, Hulu has said that the company is aiming to change up its live TV offering by breaking down its current $40 a month channel package into smaller bundles. The one they have now has got about 1 million subscribers. I'm one of them. Richie, you onto Hulu?
I was, but then I canceled it. I watched one show that I wanted to watch, and then that was over, it was done.
The CEO said he wants to drop some of Hulu's existing live channels in favor of on-demand programming and focus the company's live TV efforts on live sports and news. A lot of people are trying to do that on radio as well. Number one this week on the tech stories, Postmates announcing in a blog post that it's bringing its delivery service to 134 more cities. Expansion brings the total number of cities served by Postmates to 550, covering 60% of the U.S. Also brings in 300 new Chipotle locations. So Postmates is celebrating the launch by offering $4 off Chipotle orders with the code Chipotle134. That's technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
KCNR 1460. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. President Trump is again hammering the Democratic Party over a mass caravan of Honduran migrants that's resumed its northward march through Mexico.
The throng of Honduran immigrants continues their trek under the blazing sun toward the U.S. border in southern Mexico on Sunday. Trump has seized on the caravan and border security as campaign issues ahead of the midterms and tweeted the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, and full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens. But migrant Luis Porto is not stopping.
We are warriors, and we got to get to the place we got to get. So we're going to fight. We're going to keep on going. We're not going to stop.
Some migrants say they're fleeing gang violence, others trying to get to the U.S. to find work. I'm Julie Walker.
Mexico's president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador thinks it would be a good idea if the United States, Canada, and Mexico put their collective heads together and came up with a joint development plan to invest in building up poor areas of Central America and southern Mexico as a way to curb mass migration. Political analyst Gary Bauer believes the extremism by the left should cause a tremendous backlash at the polls next month.
This should not only drive conservatives to turn out in larger numbers, but independents and even good old moderate Democrats. They should be deeply concerned that there are elements like this taking over their party.
Bauer is president of American Values and was interviewed by SRN News. A train traveling along a popular weekend route in Taiwan derailed Sunday, killing at least 18 people. Authorities say more than 170 others were hurt. There were 360 passengers aboard the express as it went from a suburb of Taipei north. News and analysis at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you'll have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
A follow-up to a horror classic had a big opening weekend in theaters.
In this town, Michael Myers is a myth.
40 years after the original, the return of Halloween is drawing huge audiences.
Now he's back.
It opened in first place this weekend with an estimated $77.5 million at the North American box office. It's the second biggest opening for a horror film of all time, behind last year's It. A Star is Born holds on to second place for its third weekend, earning more than $19 million. And after 2 weeks at number one, Venom drops to third. I'm Ben Thomas.
October 21st, 1797, the U.S. Navy frigate Constitution, also known as Old Ironsides, was christened in Boston's harbor. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says gasoline prices may stay close to the current national average of $2.97 a gallon, at least for a while.
If we have no uptick in crude oil prices, it may be that we will have a period of stability in gasoline prices. There don't seem to be any significant events affecting gasoline supply that would negate that.
Lundberg says the price is 41 cents a gallon higher than a year ago. Highest gas in L.A. at $3.82 a gallon, lowest in Houston at $2.58. And if you drive a diesel, you're 7 cents higher at $3.28 a gallon. CBS Interim Chair Richard Parson resigning from the Board of Directors because of illness. He was named Interim Chairman in September as the network tried to reshape itself, but he says he's already dealing with multiple myeloma. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do Band-Aid approaches to a complex problem such as obesity make any difference at all? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Banning.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
I'm Real Straight Bell, and coming up first, we'll have the amateur detectives Jerry and Pam North, and then later, a different married couple, a tandem playing it all for laughs, as we'll hear Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce as the couple next door. Despite the tremendous chemistry on display, both Lynch and Bunce, as well as the two folks we are about to hear, were not married in real life. Just plain loving couples for the radio audience. The lead actor Richard Denning had plenty of practice at this, having already starred as Lucille Ball's spouse on the comedy show My Favorite Husband. And just like his work with Lucy, Denning was a perfect fit working alongside Barbara Britton. But they weren't the original Mr. and Mrs. North, though. Prior to them, Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost were Jerry and Pam. The radio series had debuted back in 1942, but the episode we have right now, Touch of Death, originally aired in syndication in the early 1950s. Enjoy.
Where's Steve Decker, Tempelo?
Right here, Lieutenant.
Bill, look.
Be careful, Bill. He's got a gun. Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton.
Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Touch of Death. On the second floor of a small midtown Manhattan building, the lights burn late again tonight. Burn as late as they do most every night. And burn as bright as the warped ambition which fires old Pietro Tampolo.
Venite, Steve. Benvenite. Ah, now. Ah, second. Second, you hear? Second. No, too slow. And the arm is bent. Bad. Bad. No. Now, what the devil did you do that for?
Your foil. Pick it up. I almost broke my wrist.
Pick up your foil, Steve.
Forget it, Meister. I'm quitting for tonight.
Quick.
Look, it's late.
Your riposte is like an old woman swatting flies. You disengage with the speed of an earthworm. In 2 weeks, you enter the nationals, but it is always quick.
Maestro, it's 11 o'clock. We've been at
this. Your wife can wait. A national championship cannot.
It's not Rose. I have an appointment. A business appointment.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yes. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, I cannot afford to be always waiting for tomorrow.
What is that supposed to mean?
Steve, Filio, there is something you do not know. About me, I mean.
What's that?
Sit.
Maestro,
please,
I have to...
Please. One moment.
Okay.
Filio, you remember, a few weeks ago, I was not well.
Yeah.
My doctor examined me and suggested I consult a heart specialist.
A heart specialist?
Yes. I went to him, the specialist, a Dr. Page, and after tests and examinations, he told me that even by living quietly, he could not guarantee that I would live more than a year. 18 months at the most.
Maestro.
I did not want to tell you this, Steve, but I must. So you will understand if I seem impatient with you. Time suddenly has become a very precious thing.
But if this is true, Maestro, you can't go on fencing.
What do you suggest I do? Sit and wait until my time is gone? I have no intention of dying until I have taught you all I know. Until I see you win the national title. Until Steve Decker, a Tampolo champion, qualifies for the Olympic team. Not many people could understand this, Steve, but you can. I know you can, because... you love fencing as I do. So, be patient with my impatience, huh? Now, pick your foil.
Maestro, I have an appointment.
So have I, but let them wait. En garde!
Pam, dear, I'm home.
Holy
Pam, what the...
Oh, Jerry. Oh, Jerry, darling, are you all right?
Sure, fine, just dandy. Come home from a week out of town and get impaled on the point of a sword.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. Really, you just opened the door in the middle of my lunch.
Yeah, well, if you'd just be
Jerry,
a little more...
point that scowling face of yours.
Careful, after all,
please. There now. Better?
Yeah, sorry I blew up, darling, but... well, I hate to have my own wife make shish kebab out of me.
Well, somehow you wouldn't look your best wearing a mushroom.
Yeah. Just how did this toad stabber get into our family anyway?
When a woman's husband runs off and leaves her for a week just so he can make a living, the woman gets bored and restless.
Yeah, the tragedy of modern marriage.
But the more I need exercise, so I enrolled in a fencing school.
Well, couldn't you be happy with knee bends and push-ups?
The best fencing school in the city. Run by the oldest, sweetest, wildest-eyed, most temperamental Italian champion you've ever seen.
Oh?
The great Pietro Tampolo.
Pietro who?
Tampolo. Watch this lunge.
Pam, careful, the lamp!
Oh, dear. Maestro Tampolo would hate me for that.
Sit down, Stephen. Sit down. It is good seeing you again.
I bet. Well, I'm here now. What do you want?
Some funds I was expecting from another source did not materialize, Stephen. So I must ask you to pay something on the loan I extended to you.
How much do you want?
Half.
2,000?
Two. Oh, no, Stephen. 4.
What?
4,000.
What are you talking about? 4,000 was all you gave me.
True. But what with the accumulated interest and other factors, the price is 8,000. And I want half for now.
But I don't have $4,000.
Then I would suggest that you get it.
I can't get it, too, maybe. Yes, but...
Sorry, Stephen. When I say four, I mean four. And if you cannot get it for me, then I'm afraid I must take your collateral and raise the money elsewhere.
You can't sell those trophies.
Those trophies. Would you like to see them once again, Stephen?
Oh, listen, Duchess,
I keep them here in this cabinet. Oh, out of sight, naturally. Look at them. Only Tampolo would have such trophies. Antique goblets set with priceless gems.
He won them years ago. And I won them just the way he did.
If the maestro only knew how lightly you have treated them.
You know why I did it. I was desperate. Rose was sick.
We all have our misfortunes, Stephen. But we cannot expect others to pay for them. Did you have a drink?
Those trophies aren't worth $8,000.
But your reputation as a fencer, that is worth it, no?
What do you mean?
The stringent rule that governs all American amateur athletics. Any participant deriving commercial gain from medals or trophies is to be disqualified.
Just a minute.
Too bad. With the national tournaments a mere 2 weeks away.
I can't raise 4,000, I tell you.
And Tampolo?
Listen, Duchess, Tampolo is sick.
Oh?
He hasn't very long to live.
I am sorry.
The one thing he's living for is to see a Tampolo man win the national title, to see a protege of his qualify for the Olympic team.
And you, Stephen? You are favored to win, no?
I suppose so, yes.
Ah, shame. An American Olympic champion degraded by scandal. Fuel for anti-American propaganda.
Can't I make you understand? I don't have $4,000.
Tampolo is worth many times that much. And he will do anything to protect his reputation and yours.
I can't ask him for money.
No? Then I shall.
I'd kill you first.
Drink? Here, drink from a goblet set with jewels. A gift to Pietro Tampolo from Count Freyheaven Lange.
You miserable oak!
$4,000, Stephen.
You stay away from Tampolo, or I'll kill you.
Plus the price of repairing that goblet.
Steve, you haven't touched your breakfast.
What?
Your breakfast.
Oh, I'm not hungry, Rose.
I didn't hear you get home last night. What time was it?
Oh, I don't know. It's after 2.
Oh? Were you working with Tampolo all that time?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, I just asked.
You don't believe me?
No, Steve. I called Tampolo's at 1. I didn't get an answer.
Well...
And you were pacing the living room at 4 this morning. You didn't go to bed at all last night. Something's wrong, Steve.
Yeah.
What?
Rose, how much money do we have in bonds now?
$2,300. Why?
I need it.
What for?
Look, Rose, it's a long story.
Longer than it took us to save $2,300? What do you want it for, Steve?
Okay, I'll tell you. A year ago last winter, when you were sick and I was out of a job, I borrowed some money. I told you I'd put Tampolo's trophies in the safe deposit vault at the bank. That wasn't true. I used them to get the money.
Go on.
I got it. $4,000 from an old woman named Maria Kubek. She calls herself a duchess. She knew Tampolo in Europe years ago before the First War. I met her at Tampolo's and...
And to make a long story short, she wants some money.
$4,000.
But if she wants $4,000 now, how will $2,300 help?
I figure if I go to her with that much cash, she might listen to reason.
I'm sorry, Steve. But you can't have those bonds.
Rose.
I mean it. If you take the last cent we have in the world and give it to this Duchess woman, we're through.
But the trophies...
Let her keep the stupid trophies. Listen to me, Steve. For 5 years, you've let the obsession of an egocentric old man run our lives.
just because he took you in and fed you and put a few clothes on your back when you were a kid.
Well, don't you think I owe him something for that?
Don't you think you owe something to yourself and to me? Good Lord, Steve, you're a man now. You're not a kid anymore. You're getting too old for games. Who cares if you win 1,000 national fencing titles?
Oh, Rose, please, I know how you feel. I don't blame you, but fencing is Tompolo's life.
Then let him have it.
Rose, honey, listen to me. Last night, Tompolo told me something. He's sick, Rose. It's his heart. His doctor gives him a year, 18 months at the most.
That's the best news I've heard in 5 years.
Oh, you don't mean that.
I do.
Can't you understand this title? I want to give it to him. I have to give it to him.
All right, Steve. Go ahead. Give the Duchess our money and Tampolo his title. But when you're through, don't you bother to come home. I won't be here.
Mr. and Mrs. North will return right after this short break.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Back to Mr. and Mrs. North on When Radio Was.
My God, now lunge. Ah, the left foot must be stationary, Mrs. North.
Can't help it. It sneaks up on me.
How's she doing, Mr. Tampolo? Ah, Mr. North.
Hello, Jerry.
About done with your lesson, dear?
Almost.
And that pupil of the foil, your wife. Do any fencing, Mr. North?
No. My sport is crossword puzzles.
Yeah, but fencing is much more than a sport, my friend.
That's it, Mr. Tampolo. Talk him into it.
Fencing is a science, an art. It demands the grace and speed born of the dance, the strength born of battle, the courage born of the death struggle.
Sounds pretty grim.
I think it's romantic.
Ah, yes, romantic. Grim, it is both. The duel has been outlawed, but Death is still the third man on this trip.
Oh, golly, I better practice my lunge.
Yes, let us try again, Mrs. North.
All right,
Well, for Pam!
What?
Look who's here.
Bill Wigand.
Pam and Jerry. Say, what are you doing here?
I've taken up fencing to reduce.
Yeah, and if she doesn't stop practicing at home, I'm going to wind up lighter by one head. What brings you here, Bill?
I'm looking for Mr. Tampolo.
I am Tampolo.
Maestro, this is Lieutenant Wigand of Homicide.
How do you do, Tampolo?
A pleasure. But, Homicide?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to come down to headquarters with me, Mr. Tampolo. I'd like to ask you some questions.
Questions? About what?
You're acquainted with a Maria Kubek, a woman who called herself the Duchess.
Yes. What about her?
She's dead. She's been murdered.
Jerry?
Hmm?
How long's Bill had the maestro in there?
About a half hour. I don't get it. Why did Bill want us to come down here anyway? We've never heard of this Duchess.
I know. I don't understand it. But... Oh, wait. Here's Bill.
Pam, Jerry, come on in.
Okay.
I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Sit down.
Okay, thanks.
Where's Mr. Tampolo?
I had one of the men take him home. You know, he's a lot sicker than he admits, and this hit him pretty hard.
Well, how come? Was the Duchess a friend of his?
No, not particularly. He says he knew her only slightly.
Who was she anyway, Bill?
Sort of a cosmopolitan, extortionist, blackmailer, and all-round con woman. Old, but not mellow.
Well, then why should Mr. Tampolo be so upset?
Do you know Steve Decker?
Decker?
Well, I do. I've met him at Tampolo's style. He's Tampolo's protege.
Yeah?
He's one of the best, if not the best, fencer in the country.
I know. Tampolo told me all about him. He practically raised Decker. He took him in after Decker's parents were killed in an accident when Decker was only 14 or 15.
Well, what does Steve Decker have to do with this?
Well, as far as we know, he was the last person to see the Duchess alive. He also may have been the first one to see her dead.
You think he...
According to the elevator boy in the Duchess apartment house, Decker called on the old woman last night at about 12:30. And he was back this morning just before noon. And the Duchess died sometime between 12 and 2 this afternoon.
Hmm.
We found Decker's fingerprints all over the apartment and this lying on the rug.
Hmm. What is it?
Looks like a ruby.
It is.
I didn't know they came that small. What's it from?
Well, it could be from a ring, but I doubt it. We checked every piece of jewelry the Duchess owned. No luck.
Well, think it came from something else
did
might've...
Steve Decker wear much jewelry, Pam?
No, he wasn't the type.
Well, no watches or stick pins or cufflinks, that sort of thing?
Not that I particularly noticed.
Well, look, Bill, if you think that ruby belongs to Decker, why don't you ask him about it?
I'd like to, but I can't.
Can't? Why?
He's disappeared.
Brother, am I hungry.
So am I. Why don't you get the waiter an order?
I've been trying to, but every time I wave at him, he waves back.
Very friendly place.
Hey, Pam, dear, didn't anyone ever tell you that it's impolite to read at the table? What the devil is the magazine you're so interested in?
The Fencing League Bulletin. It was in the mailbox when I left for Tampolo's this afternoon. I put it in my purse.
Well, read it later, will you?
All right. Oh, darling, I'm sorry. But look at this. A picture of Steve Decker. Isn't he handsome?
Yeah.
He's favored to win the national title. Here's a long story about him.
Well, let's see.
I'll try my luck at getting the waiter.
Okay. Pam.
What?
Hey, did you read this story about Decker?
Not all of it. Why?
Well, did you see this? Listen. Decker has won every trophy donated to the league by Pietro Tampolo, his instructor.
Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah, but listen. Included among the trophies is the famous Von Lasser Cup donated by the Austrian nobleman Count Freiherr von Lasser and originally won by Tampolo in Vienna in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
The cup, inset with small rubies.
Rubies?
Rubies.
Oh, Jerry, do you suppose the ruby Bill found it?
I don't know.
Well, what would Tampolo's trophies have been doing in the Duchess apartment?
Oh, I don't know that either.
Well, Bill ought to see this.
Yeah, he was on his way to talk to Mrs. Decker when we left him, so he won't be back in his office yet. Look, we'll wait.
No, we won't. We'll go to Mrs. Decker's, too.
But, Pam, look. Hey, the waiter's coming.
Good. We'll wave to him from the door.
Yeah.
Mrs. Decker?
Yes?
I'm Lieutenant Wigand.
Oh, yes, the officer I spoke to on the telephone. Come in, please.
Thank you. There are a few questions I want to ask you, Mrs. Decker.
I'll tell you anything I can, Lieutenant.
You told me on the phone you don't know where your husband is.
And I still don't.
Well, have you any idea where he might be?
No. Have you asked Pietro Tompolo?
Yes.
Well, if he doesn't know, no one does. Tompolo owns Steve, every inch of him. If it weren't for Tompolo, Steve wouldn't be in this mess.
Oh, why not?
You wouldn't understand. I don't know that I understand it. This insane fanaticism of Tompolo's for fencing and the way he's played on Steve's feeling of obligation to him to turn him into a ridiculous puppet.
Mrs. Decker, have you ever seen this before?
Oh, where did you get that?
It was on the floor of the living room in Maria Kubek's apartment.
And the trophies?
Trophies?
The Tompolo trophy Steve had won.
Well, there was nothing like that in the apartment.
Then Steve did kill her. Tompolo could even get him to kill.
What do you mean?
The Duchess was blackmailing Steve. She loaned him money on the trophies, and then she threatened to have him disqualified for the national title tournament. She demanded $4,000 immediately.
And he didn't have it?
No, only $2,300. That was all we had in the world, but he took it, hoping she'd listen to reason. May I answer it?
Well, certainly. Go ahead.
Hello?
Rose?
Oh, it's you. Hello.
You're not alone?
No.
The police?
Yes.
Listen, Rose. I'm going to Tompolo's. Meet me there, but be careful you're not followed.
All right.
As soon as possible.
That was your husband.
Yes.
Where is he?
With the maestro. Where else?
Tompolo?
Yes.
You want to come?
No. Steve shouldn't have called me. He knows how I feel. I told him this morning. I never want to see him again.
Sorry, Mrs. Decker.
Jerry, there he is.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, Pam and Jerry.
Bill, we've got something to tell you.
Look, we'll get in my car, and you can tell me on the way to Tempelo's.
Tempelo's? What are we going there for?
To get Steve Decker.
And when I walked in, the Duchess was lying on the floor, dead. And the trophies were gone.
Oh, Steve, Fio.
I didn't kill him, Pietro, I swear.
Then who, Steve, who?
I don't know.
Rose?
Rose. That's ridiculous.
Is it, Fio? Is it ridiculous to think she may have been afraid the Duchess would accept the $2,300 you were going to offer?
Why would she take the trophies?
They have a certain monetary value.
Oh, no, but to think that Rose...
Or she may have taken them, knowing that if they were left behind, you and I would be incriminated. She could not foresee that the police had other ways of knowing that we were acquainted with the Duchess. Filio, you must give yourself up.
And implicate Rose?
But if she killed...
She didn't.
You do not know that, nor do I, or the police.
No, but...
And to run and hide as you are doing is, in the eyes of the police, an admission of guilt. Now, please, Steve, Filio, all that we have worked for, dreamed of from the day you came to me as a mere boy. All the hours, the days, the years.
Oh, in the name of heaven, can't you forget fencing even now?
No.
Well, you might as well forget it, Pietro, because I'm through.
Steve!
I'm not going to compete for the national title.
But no one knows that you use the trophies to get money, and no one need know it can be our secret.
It has nothing to do with it. I hate fencing. I loathe it.
No, Filio, no. You must not say such a thing.
I've catered to your insanity on this subject long enough, Pietro. Too long.
Steve! Steve!
Who's that?
Go into the other room.
Tompolo, open up.
They're coming. Lieutenant Wygant, Mr. and Mrs. North.
Where's Steve Decker, Tompolo?
Steve? But what makes you think he's here?
We know he is, Tompolo.
His wife told me.
And she told him about the Duchess having the trophies.
Where's Decker, Tompolo?
Right here, Lieutenant.
Steve!
Look out, Bill.
He's got a gun.
And I know how to use it, Mrs. North.
Now, don't be a fool, Decker. Put that down.
And I'm ready to use it, Lieutenant. I'm leaving here, and anyone who tries to stop me is going to get hurt.
No, Steve, please. Put the gun away.
You're just making things tougher for yourself, Decker.
Lieutenant, make him give up that gun.
I'm afraid he's dealing, Tompolo.
Listen to the Lieutenant, Maestro. Get away from that door.
Lieutenant, he did not kill the Duchess. It was Rose.
Rose?
His wife?
That's a lie.
Please, Steve, it is not too late. The money you got for the trophies, we will ask the League for a hearing.
Forget it, Maestro. You can't save anything out of this. Now get away from that door.
No, Filio, you are not a killer. You will not use that gun.
I will. You get away from that door, or I'll shoot.
Do as he says, Tompolo.
My life is over. I have no fear of that gun.
Skip the hero act, Tompolo.
Give me the gun, Steve.
You stay away from me, Pietro. I swear. I shoot.
You have your choice, Steve. Shoot or hand me the gun.
I don't want to hurt you, Pietro, but I will if you don't.
Shoot or hand me the gun.
Forget it, Tompolo. Don't press your luck.
Watch it, Tompolo.
Please, Maestro.
You are not a killer, Filio.
Brother.
Come on, Decker.
No, no, Lieutenant, not Steve. You want me.
You?
Yes. I followed Steve to his meeting with the Duchess last night. I heard their conversation. Today I returned to her apartment. She was willing to destroy Steve's reputation and my dream. I destroyed her.
You killed her?
Yes. I thought I might forestall this moment, but... Well, a doctor's verdict or a jury's verdict, does it matter?
Maestro, I don't...
Steve, keep the blade low. More speed when you disengage and... Lieutenant.
Okay, Tompolo, let's go.
Now, what did I tell you? Isn't it a lot of fun, darling?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. Great.
Well, shall we give it another whirl?
Oh, why not?
Here we go.
Okay. On guard.
On guard.
Well, of course, I wouldn't say this demands the grace and speed born of the dance.
Or the strength born of battle and the courage born of the death struggle. But golly, I don't know why we didn't buy a ping pong table long ago.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Touch of Death, recorded and syndicated in 1953, indeed starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Those two would also play those characters on the television version of Mr. and Mrs. North, which aired for a couple of seasons around the same time. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, it's the comedy of The Couple Next Door, right after this break.
My boss is the smartest and the stubbornest, the fattest and the laziest, the cleverest and the craziest, the most extravagant detective in the world, Nero Wolfe.
Join Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth Nero Wolfe, as masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet, in Radio Spirit's exciting 9-CD set, Parties for Death.
Mr. Bowden, it is very easy to murder someone. Avoiding the consequences of such an action is something else again.
His services are much sought after by an array of desperate and distinctive individuals.
How do you do, sir?
I have no time for the social graces, Mr. Wolfe. I'm about to be murdered.
Hardly in my house, I have objections.
Archie Goodwin does the legwork for this armchair detective extraordinaire, setting up his brilliant boss to solve the case.
Money, work, bah.
Huh. Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death is regularly $35.95. But for a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can get it for only $17.95. That's half off. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code NERO77.
That's all you're going to give us?
At the moment. However, Inspector, in a very little while, I shall give you the murderer.
Now, how can you beat that? 18 exciting episodes of Danger and Detection for only $17.95. Order Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Use offer code NERO77 to get 50% off and free shipping. Sound good?
Good.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for a couple characters created by Peg Lynch and originally featured in the 1940s quarter-hour comedy program, The Adventures of Ethel and Albert. Well, Lynch brought them back to radio in the late 1950s as The Couple Next Door. Once again, her co-star was Alan Bunce, and they'll be joined in this episode by Francine Myers as daughter Betsy. The announcer is Stuart Metz, and it's from February 13, 1958.
The Couple Next Door. Written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Can I answer it, Mommy?
Yes, all right, dear. Go ahead.
Hello? Yes. Fine. Uh-huh. All right. Mommy!
Yes, all right, dear. Thank you, Betsy. Thanks, darling. Hello? Yes. Oh, hi, Ruth. Oh, she loves to answer it. Yeah. Huh? Oh, gee, we can't. We're going out tonight.
Daddy's home. He just drove in. Mommy?
Yes, we sold our house. Uh-huh. Well,
Mommy!
Yes, I know. I heard you. Thank you. Now, Mommy's talking on the phone. I'm sorry, Ruth. Yes. Oh, very suddenly. No, we never thought of selling. We got by accident this wonderful offer.
Hi, Daddy.
Look, Ruth, let me call you tomorrow and I'll tell you all about it. All right, fine. I'm sorry we can't come over tonight. Okay, Ruth. Goodbye.
Oh, boy, have I had a day. Everything has gone wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Hi.
Hi, dear.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, Puddin'. How are you?
All right.
Harry borrowed my car this morning and apparently backed into a stone wall or something and scratched the fender. Great big scratch all along the fender.
Oh, well, look, we have to hurry, dear. I laid out your suit.
You're so darn mad. Probably cost me $20 or $30 to get it fixed. Harry said he'd pay for it, but you know what it's like trying to get any money out of that guy.
Uh-huh. There's a clean shirt, underwear, and socks upstairs on the bed. Now, I'm all ready except my dress. You shower and shave,
I've been so careful with that car, you know. It doesn't have another scratch on it.
Uh-huh. Well, now, we have to hurry. Tell me about it later.
Oh, on top of that, which happened this morning, then this noon, Miss Jackson walks in and says she's quitting, getting married.
Well, do she have the right to get married?
Right in the middle of our February sales campaign?
Now, look, get
married. Oh, and then tonight, right after I left the office.
Honey, please, look at the time. I've got to get Betsy fit and pack her nightie. She's going to spend the night with Mary Lou Kendall.
Daddy, I'm going to stay overnight with Mary Lou.
Uh-huh, that's nice. I'll bet Harry never pays a dime for that fender.
Please, dear, go on upstairs. Go on now. Will you shower and
shave? I've always taken such good care of that car, and then Harry has to go and scratch it up.
I guess this wasn't Daddy's day.
No, I guess this wasn't Daddy's day. Come on, you eat your dinner, and then we'll pack your nightie and drop you off on the way to the party.
Mommy?
Yes, now come on out the kitchen now, will you?
Mommy, I don't think I want to stay overnight with Mary Lou now.
Betsy, we went through all that. Now, you insisted on doing it. There's no time to change plans. Now, Mommy and Daddy are going to a party, and let's not let anything happen to upset Daddy any more today, huh? Now, come on, dear.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You hear a lot about America's new leisure these days, but take a look at almost anybody's weekend, including your own, and you'll find everybody busier than they ever were. Everywhere, things are humming. And everywhere, you'll find most everybody adding a pleasant new dimension to their activities with a radio nearby. There's music and entertainment to liven the passing hours, and most especially over the weekend, there are regular up-to-the-minute news reports. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're in touch with the whole world with CBS Radio's 35 regular news broadcasts scheduled every weekend. In addition, with the whole CBS News staff around the world constantly on the alert for any unusual developments, you can count on immediate and comprehensive reports, whatever the hour, in case of any critical news flash. Some of America's most able and distinguished reporters comprise the CBS News staff. Keep up with the world with the regular CBS News broadcasts every weekend on CBS Radio.
Coming along up here, dear. Did you get showered and shaved?
Yeah. What do you think about just sending Harry the bill?
Where's my nail polish? What, dear? What?
What do you think about just sending Harry the bill?
What bill?
The bill? When I get the scratch on the fender fixed.
Oh, the fender.
Huh?
I don't know, dear. You still thinking about that? Where is my nail polish?
Oh, I didn't tell you what else happened to me today. I got shortchanged at the cigar store.
No.
Yeah, I went in, asked for a pack of cigarettes, gave him a $10 bill, and he gives me change for a one.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you got shaving cream on your ear.
No,
the other one.
Huh?
Why is it when you point to one side of the face, people always feel the other side?
Yeah. Anyhow, so I said, I beg your pardon. I was going to be very nice about it, you know.
Listen, the Richardsons are going to be at Claire. So please don't let him get you in a long-winded argument about politics.
So I said, I beg your pardon. I said, I gave you a $10 bill.
Uh-huh.
Well, he looked so surprised. $10 bill, he said. Oh, no, you didn't. You gave me a one. Well, that burned me up. Right away, I could see I was going to be, you know, get into one of those things with him, with me claiming it was a 10 spot, which it was, and him claiming it was only a one, you know?
Yeah, huh? You're tying your tie wrong. Let me do it.
All right. Anyhow, I thought, all the business I've given that guy. I told him.
Mm-hmm.
I told him so, too, you know. Huh? I always get all my cigarettes and pipe tobacco in there. You figure out a pack of cigarettes a day, 365 days a year.
Well, you don't buy cigarettes in there on Saturday and Sunday, dear.
Well, roughly speaking, I must give that guy at least $100 a year in business. You got that,
dear? You spend that much on smoking?
Well, anyhow, I turned to the guy standing next to me at the cigar counter, and I asked him...
Yeah, there. All right, your tie's all fixed.
It
looks fine. Yeah, it looks
fine. I turned to this guy, and I said, I beg your pardon, but didn't you see me put down a $10 bill? Well, this guy was so dumb, he just said, I didn't see anything, I just came in. Well, he didn't just come in at all. He'd been standing right there during the whole thing.
Oh, gee, my hair looks terrible.
Well, I knew that I had put down a $10 bill, you see.
Uh-huh. Zip my dress up the back, will you?
So, and the reason I knew it was a 10...
Zip my dress, will you, please?
Well, turn around.
I am around there.
The reason I knew it was a 10 was that that's all I had in my wallet, you know?
Yeah, listen, don't tell that story about the hula dancer tonight either. I don't think it's funny.
All right, okay. See, I had just looked in my wallet and remembered that I hadn't cashed a check today, which I meant to do. All I had was a 10, you see?
Uh-huh.
So I knew.
Yes. Uncle George always told me that when you give a clerk a $5 bill, you should always say five, you know, or if it's a 10, you should say 10.
As a matter of fact, it's a darn good idea.
Mommy!
I said I was going to stay right there until I got the correct change.
Mommy?
I told him.
More laughs from the couple next door are coming up after this brief intermission.
Hi, Lance Beck here, president of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last five decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
Attention, parents of public school students nationwide. October has again been declared LGBT History Month. Class time may be taken to focus on the contributions to our culture from lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. The areas of art, literature, science, and entertainment by LGBT people are emphasized throughout October. But too often, the most offensive and extreme people are highlighted, such as Gilbert Baker, famous for his irreverent and sacrilegious drag queen outfits. Check the Pacific Justice Institute website for more information on the LGBT history resource.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
The Cascade Theater presents an intimate performance with Five for Fighting at the historic Cascade Theater in Reading, October 23rd. John Ondrasik's one-man band burst onto the scene with his Grammy-nominated hit Superman and melted hearts with ballads like 100 Years. Five for Fighting makes a special appearance at the Cascade Theater October 23rd with a string quartet. Five for Fighting. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And it's too late now to change plans. Mommy and Daddy are in a hurry.
I didn't get unpleasant. You know, I didn't raise my voice or anything like that. Just told him perfectly calmly I was going to stay right there until I got the correct change. Because I knew...
What's the matter?
I busted a shoelace. Look at it.
Well, you haven't any other shoelaces either. For those shoes, you'll have better tie knot in it, dear.
Why is it?
And put your toothbrush and toothpaste in your suitcase, too, Betsy.
No, Mommy, I don't want to go now.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you,
Betsy. Look at this shoelace. I can't tie it. It's too
I'm not going.
Yes, you are.
Daddy?
No.
Pack your suitcase. Pack your suitcase now.
What? Suitcase? What are you talking about?
She's got to take her nightie and her bathrobe and her slippers.
What? Why? Where's she going?
Oh, I told you. She's staying overnight at Mary Lou Kendall's.
I'm not either.
Well, I didn't know anything about it. I
told you when you came home.
Well, I didn't hear you. What's the problem?
She begged and begged to stay overnight.
Look, can you tie this shoelace?
Put your foot up, and now she doesn't want to, and I think you should talk to her.
Well, go pack your suitcase and do as your mother tells you.
No.
What did you say?
Nothing.
You go in your room and pack that suitcase. Now march and wipe that look off your face. Go on.
May I tie your shoelace? I'll get your coat on.
Thank you. I don't know where she gets her temper. All right, now what does that look mean?
Nothing, dear.
Well, now what does it mean?
Well, you do have a bit of a temper, dear.
I do? Well, I most certainly do not. I am really very even-tempered.
All right, honey, you are.
I don't know how you can say a thing like that.
Get your coat on, dear.
Yeah. All right, where was I?
Where were you? You were sitting on the bed. What?
No. I was telling you about this guy who shortchanged me.
Oh, yes. How do I look?
You look very nice. Okay. Lovely. So I told him I was standing right there, you know, and I was going to stay right in that store until I got the correct change.
You all ready now?
Yeah.
Well, come on, let's go down.
Told him I'd been a steady customer there for years, you know, that I'd gone out of my way many times just to patronize his store.
Oh, there's my girl. Did you get your suitcase all packed?
Yes.
Well, you come on downstairs,
then. I said, this is the thanks I get for giving you business.
Betsy, don't trip now.
I'll say this much for him. He got pretty upset about the whole thing. And finally, he said...
Yeah, you want to get our coats out here?
Yeah. All right. Finally, he said, well, all right. We all make mistakes. I thought it was a 1, but if you say it was a 10, okay. So, well, the upshot of it was, he finally gave me the change.
Here's your hat, Betsy. Yeah. It was too bad, dear.
Too bad. I just told you he finally gave me the right change.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, well, that's fine, darling.
Didn't you listen to anything I said?
Yes, I heard the whole thing. I just missed the last part.
Yeah, the whole point to it, of course.
Come on, get your coat on. You got your suitcase, Betsy?
Yes. I'm not going to like staying over there.
Well, you're going to stay there anyhow. You begged and begged to go. Now, you've got your keys, dear.
Well, let me look.
Come on, Betsy. Now, dear, let us not stay late, whatever we do. Come on. What's the matter? Come on, why are you just staring at me? Don't I look all right?
Where are you going?
Where am I going? Why, we're going to Claire Madden's dinner party.
I'm not going to any Claire Madden's dinner party. I'm going to the Chamber of Commerce banquet.
Chamber of Commerce banquet?
Chamber of Commerce banquet? I told you last week I was going to that banquet tonight.
This is the first I've heard of the Chamber of Commerce.
You crazy? I told you.
You never said one word about it. I asked you last Sunday when Claire Colton invited us, and I said, is that all right with you? And you said, yes, yes, fine.
This is the first I've heard of any Claire Madden inviting us to dinner.
Come on, let's go.
Come back in the house, Betsy, and close the door. Your father and I have something to talk about.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Right now, in countries behind the Iron Curtain, millions of truth dollars are helping to spread the tenets of democracy. You, as an American citizen, with your dollars, can sponsor A Minute of Truth, broadcast by Radio Free Europe. These broadcasts send hope and courage to more than 70 million people who are struggling to free themselves of tyranny. The people who live behind the Iron Curtain are of vital importance to us. One of the greatest contributions you can make to uphold their morale is your truth dollars sent to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
You might just as well stop saying you told me, and I said, yes, yes, fine, because this is the first I've heard of Claire Madden giving a dinner party.
You were sitting right there in the big chair.
I don't know where I was sitting.
In the big chair, dear. It was Sunday, and I answered the phone.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I am going to the Chamber of Commerce banquet.
You can't, dear. This is Claire and Jim's anniversary. She's making a big thing of it. What would I tell her? She's got all her seating arrangements at the table. There'd be an empty place, and that spoils everything.
I have looked forward to this banquet.
May I ask just where did you think I was going? You saw me getting all dressed up.
I don't know. I wasn't even thinking.
Did you think I was going to the Chamber of Commerce banquet?
No, I did not. You couldn't go. It's a stag affair. It always is.
Then where did you think I was going? Didn't you even wonder?
I don't know.
You mean you could see me getting all dressed up in an evening dress, rushing to go someplace, you're in the same room, and you don't even wonder
look,
what I'm doing?
I wasn't paying any attention to you. I was busy getting dressed myself. I was thinking of Harry and my fender, if you want to know. That guy who shortchanged me.
What's the matter?
Well, your father and I have just had a little misunderstanding, I guess.
I told you, I distinctly remember telling you that on Wednesday I had a Chamber of Commerce banquet. In fact, I remember...
Wednesday?
Yes, yes, and I remember...
This is Thursday. It is. Well, look here on the calendar. I know it's Thursday. I had a dental appointment.
I thought this was Wednesday.
Why, no, dear, this is Thursday.
Well, what happened to Wednesday?
I guess it was yesterday. It generally is.
That banquet was last night, and I missed it.
Well, I'm sorry.
What'd we do?
Nothing. We sat here. We played some Scrabble.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it gives you a funny feeling to lose a whole day out of a week.
Well, all the excitement of selling the house and all that, I suppose.
I have looked forward to that banquet. We were having a speaker I wanted to hear.
Oh, dear.
And I sit home and play Scrabble.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it now. Come on, thank goodness you're all dressed up for Claire's dinner.
I can't get over it. I can't see what happened to Wednesday.
Well, it was here.
Can we go? Gee, I'm getting hot sitting here with my stuff on.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on. Well, now what's the matter?
We signed the first papers for the sale of the house yesterday. That was Wednesday, huh?
Yes. What now?
I stopped on my way home and I bought that sports shirt.
So?
It cost me $8.95 and I gave the fellow a $10 bill. So today all I had in my wallet was a one.
Oh, honey, and you raised all that fuss at the cigar store. Well, dear, you can stop in tomorrow and apologize and pay him back. Oh, come on. For once, let's be on time.
Poor Daddy. This isn't your day.
Oh, boy, this isn't my week.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.
The Couple Next Door from February 13th, 1958. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Mr. and Mrs. Norris starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. And my question this time is about her. Britton made her film debut in the 1941 Western Secret of the Wastelands, which was just one of a series of a whopping 66 movies starring a familiar Wild West hero. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was, right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/2018.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Which was the 38th of an incredible 66 William Boyd is Hopalong Cassidy Motion Pictures. I'm Greg Bell, and please remember to visit our website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.